Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to strap our boots on. This is a perfect day to die. Wipe the blood out of our eyes. In this life, there's no surrender. There's nothing left for us to do. Find the strength to see this through. We are the ones who will never be broken. With our final breath, we'll fight to the death. We are soldiers, we are soldiers.
Thank you once again for coming into Bard's Logic, political talk, part of the growing conservative conversation, and also part of the Patriot Network, which you can find by going to www.patriotnetwork.com. And they also have a new crusade going that you can find on Facebook, and also you can find a link to the campaign, or the crusade as we call it, at this show's website at www.bardslogicpoliticaltalk.com, and you'll find a link to the crusade, and that is we applaud the U.S. Senator who voted no on the Hagel's confirmation. So check out the Patriot Journalists Network, and that is www.patriotjournalist.com. But of course, as I said, you could find the direct link to the we call the Hagel campaign, or the campaign crusade, by following the link that just by pushing the button that you'll find on the website. And of course, you can find it on the website by going to the Get Involved page, where you also can find links to some of the folks' pages we have tonight, such as the Facebook Patriots Unite page, which we'll be talking about this evening. And as I said, right next to that is the Patriot Journalist Hagel Crusade page, as well as links to other shows and some websites here. And so tonight, what we'll have is we have some special guests coming on. And one, we will have Diane Nottingham to discuss the social media group on Facebook, Patriots Unite Only. And this group is to help set up or help folks like-minded and patriots local areas to fight against the liberal plan. And tonight we'll also have some folks who are the team captains, or the state captains, I should say, to join us tonight and talk about how the grassroots and their efforts to bring our power back to we the people. And so I have on the line first Diana Nottingham. So I will open up your mic. Thank you very much for coming into the show. Thank you very much.
Welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, great. Would you give us a little background on yourself, and then what we're doing, what you're doing, and then we'll go on the line, because I also have here now, it looks like we have Tamara, who is the state captain of Alabama and Tennessee. Tamara, thank you for coming in, and I will open up your mic shortly as soon as we get Diana to do a little opening here. Thank you, Diana. The floor is yours.
Okay. Thank you all for joining us. I'm honored to be here. A little bit about me. I was a campaign manager for a U.S. presidential candidate, and did some traveling for about a year, and did get to meet at the time all of the candidates that were running, and got to meet, I went to Sheriff Mack's convention, and I met with Sheriff Mack. I met with Joe Arpaio. I met again, like I said, all of the candidates that were running, except I think the good Lord above kept me from meeting Obama, which I was pretty proud of that, okay? But anyway, so I was out traveling, like I said, so I really got to see a lot, and I got to be around a lot of people and see where people's hearts were and who was awake and who wasn't, and, you know, they're pretty much their mindset. And I was at awe. I mean, I was just, I couldn't believe, you know, how many people had no clue as to what was even going on with our country.
Mm-hmm.
And when I seen the road that the campaign was going in, I knew, I mean, all the way back to the caucuses, how this election was going to play out. And the ones that were following us, you know, I stayed on, you know, Facebook and kept them posted as to what was going on during the caucuses and the primaries and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was instructing them at that time and telling them, you know, this is corrupted. This is what's going to play out. And it played out exactly the way that I said it would. It was a nightmare. It was an absolute nightmare. And some of you probably have never even heard of the candidate that I was a campaign manager for. Her name was Sam Tittle, and she was, a woman. She was actually the first declared GOP Republican candidate. And this just goes to show how corrupt it was. She was actually declared before Newt Gingrich or any of them. Newt Gingrich was, at the time, was just an exploratory. She was there for the, you know, the main opening, and they would not give her a podium, which, you know, I mean, you can't just stand up and stomp your feet and raise all kinds of cane. It's always a process. So, you know, but at the same time, you lose your chance of, you know, doing what was, you know, should have been her rights under the Constitution. She met all the requirements. Again, she was declared, and she should have been able to speak just like any of the rest of them. So with that being said, you know, my eyes are pretty open to what's going on, and I believe that, you know, we are all on different levels. Some, you know, can see what's going on, but maybe don't have the time to spend like some of us do, and, you know, and aren't full awake. And then you've got the ones that are wide awake, and then you got the ones that are really wide awake, and then you got the ones that are over the top, you know what I mean? Then you got mm-hmm. the ones below that'll never wake up, okay? So, you know, we're dealing, I mean, it's tough what we're going through. But with all that being said, you know, we're living in a scary time right now, and I am a God-fearing woman, and I believe we are living in the Bible days. And with that being said, I do have another Patriot group that I started several years ago, and it is True Patriots Stand Together, and that is basically just a typical, you know, posting group, and a lot of propaganda gets posted on there, just like mm-hmm, on a lot mm-hmm. of these other ones, and, you know, I just let everybody just do their thing, you know. And, but, you know, there are people that have come to me and said, you know, Diana, you know, I fear for what's going on, and of course I always, you know, ensure them, don't fear, never be afraid. You know, God tells us 365 times in the Bible, do not fear. So, you know, I tell them, don't be afraid. You know, we need to stand up. This is our rights, and we need to stand up, and that's the only way we're going to fight this. So, you know, I've encouraged people to, you know, just fight the fight and try to get with like-minded individuals that are on the same page. So, you know, I hear people say, well, you know, there's nobody in my area and I just don't know anybody. And so, you know, I kept that in the back of my head. And I had been put into numerous groups where people are, you know, trying to militia type groups. I do mm-hmm. Stand with the 3%ers, and I am an oath keeper. I took my oath with Stuart Rhodes, the founder of the Oath Keepers, when I was on the campaign trail. And during that, you know, talking about these, you know, people starting these different groups and such, not everybody that is awake, you know, understands the philosophy militia. And they hear that and they're like, oh my God, you know, they get scared. People don't realize we are the militia. The people are the militia. So with that being said, yes, there are some out there that are maybe a little more radical than others. So, you know, I have been put into a lot of groups and that started out with good intents, and I watched them fall, and I've watched them fall by, you know, starting out with, you know, just a few posts here and there, and everybody's all gung-ho, and then next thing you know, it turns into nothing more than a patriot group, you know, just like such as
right.
what I already had.
Right,
then
I see, remember that happened during the campaign.
Yes, and it does happen that way, and then it's just like I said, there's millions of patriot groups on Facebook, so, which is good, you know, but the
so
same
we need
time.
Action, right?
Yeah, exactly. So the next step I seen was a lot of prepping groups. And I really frowned on a lot of the prepping groups, and this is why. We all know, I mean, it's more than obvious. Big Brother's watching us. Why in the world would anyone want to start a prepping group and put everything they're doing, including pictures of them with their guns and all this on these prepping groups? So I really got turned off by that. You know, I mean, I just, and again, a lot of those same thing happened where they turned into nothing more than a, you know, a posting group.
Posting group, right.
Mm-hmm. So what I did is I just sat down one day and I said, how can I do this, that do a group to where we're not putting everything out there and leaving it up to the people to decide what they want to do, but at the same time starting some form of group to where no one is left out. I don't want any American to feel like I don't fit in because I'm afraid of a militia group, or, you know, and that was where my mindset was. If I could help one American, you know, hook up with like-minded patriots, and if the worst-case scenario came that we had a civil war, that, you know, they had others to unite with and pull together with. And so that was my mindset in starting this group.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, how am I going to accomplish this? So I prayed about it and decided to start the group. When I started the group, there has been a lot of changes within the group, and it just came out so good. I mean, it really did, and I don't
mm-hmm.
take credit for it. I give that all to the Lord. I mean, because, you know, I did pray about this, but I had all the banners set up just perfectly for all the states, and as a person would step up to be the admin of their state group, they are also the state captain. I would start their group, a separate group, their state, just their state, and then take the link and put it under the banner, and all the people would have to do was click on the banner and ask to join in their state group, which worked out so good for such a, you know, a long time. But we all know how the liberals are, and some of the really out there ones. We're getting into the group, the trolls. We're getting into the group, and I had even had a few step up to be state captains and took my groups down. So I said, okay, I'm not going to let them have them this easy. So I had to lock up the state groups by making them now secret groups.
Mm-hmm.
So the Patriot Unite Only, the link that you are providing to the listeners, is the parent page.
Right, real quick, I'm going to interject there. And I know this show is being archived for folks to listen to later. And, of course, I usually like to start the show, of course, by thanking everyone for coming in tonight and listening to the show, whether you are coming from Blog Talk Radio or listening to the show via the Bard's Logic Political Talk website, which, yes, on the Get Involved page, you can find a link to the Facebook page just by clicking the button there. You'll see it when you go to the page. And check it out, and that's where you can find it. So, and also, if you're listening here on the archives, thank you very much for coming in. Go ahead, Diana.
Yes, thank you very much.
And I do really see 724. Real quick, 724. I do see that you're on the line. I believe that's Daniel. We do have a couple of folks here, but we want Dan to get us a good base, a good foundation of what we're going to be discussing tonight. And I will open up the mics. When the time comes, when it's right to do so, which you think, because I like to get more about, you know, the purpose of the groups and what you're doing to break it up between the states, you know, in order to get this disseminated out there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I write stuff, you know, quite a bit into the main group, which is, again, the Patriot Unite Only is the parent group. I do notice that some people don't understand that there is individual state groups set up. And what they need to do when they get into the main group is find their banner, their state banner, go scroll down the page, find their state banner. In the underneath the banner, in the comment section, the first comment, if there is a state captain, it will say, let's use Georgia. Georgia is up and running, and it will give the individual's name as the state captain, and they are tagged, so all you have to do is click on that person's name. You click on their name, and I ask that you friend them. Due to the trolls that we had, again, now we're having to do this a different way, so we locked up and, you know, privately have our group secret, I should say, the state groups. So you click on the person's name if there is one available, and that is not only the admin of the state group, but they are also the state captain. And when you click on their name, I ask that you friend them and then send them a private message and just say, I would like to for you to please add me to your state group, and which they will do so. And at that time, then you'll have your own state group. And that's how, and it's like this for every state. Now, we do have a lot of states still that we don't have an admin or a state captain. And anybody, you know, that has a little time on their hands to do that, you know, we welcome you and would love to have you step up and do that for your group. Now, let me just go just a little bit further, and then I'll take a break, and we'll let a few of the state captains talk, if you don't mind. And then I'll continue. Okay. I'll just give you a brief on what the state captain's job is. I am over the state captains. The state captains are over the county reps. So what they're doing in the group is they're trying to get somebody to step up in each county in their state. And then anybody else that comes in just falls behind their reps. The reps, again, should be so you can be, if you want to, if you don't want to be a state captain, you can step up and be a county rep. I ask that the reps and the state captains be organizers and leader material, because you're going to be the one to kind of form it. Everyone in the state group should be participating. It is your state. It is your group, and in order to make this run efficiently, you all need to pull together, band together as a state, and make this happen. And none of them are posting groups. I don't want them to turn into another just Patriot group, so I'm very strict on the posting in there. You are allowed to talk within your groups amongst yourself, and, you know, as new people come into the group, try and help direct them to their reps. And then I ask that the reps, once they get individuals behind them, the reps are the ones to have the contact with the people under them and go and have meetings. Start out with a public place. At the meeting, get to know the people in your area and start pulling together as a community. What you choose to do at that point as far as prepping and all that, I can give you lots of suggestions, but, you know, some suggestions in some areas aren't what's needed in others. So if there's anybody that needs help, I will help them in any way that I can. But so far it seems the ones that have done extremely well have just taken off. And this doesn't just pertain to Facebook. If you, you know, have a rep and you have meetings, bring your family and friends. I have one state captain. There's like only 56 people in their state group, but they have already pulled together almost 300 people.
That's awesome.
So
and real quick, Diane, I'd want to recognize Clara and let her know that I do see that you are on the line. So, you know, we're going to do this when I do open up the mics for these state captains. I'm going to do it in the order in which they called in, from the latest to the earliest, and that's how we'll do it. And eventually we will have everyone on at the same time, because once I open up a mic, I very rarely close them down. So thank you very much for letting me put that in. Diana, go ahead.
No, you know, go ahead at this point if you would like, and bring in Tamara, and she, let me say a little bit about Tamara. She's an amazing woman. I just love her to death. She, you know, stepped up from the start. Matter of fact, the three that you have online right now are the three that have been in this from the beginning with me. So they are all amazing individuals, and you know, they need to be recognized for that. They've done an amazing job to help me with the group.
Well, great. Well, at this time, I will open up Tamara, and that's 256. And I see here that she is the state captain of Alabama and Tennessee. Thank you for calling into the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm good. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I just wanted to thank Diana and Claire and the other ones that have really stepped behind. I had, when I was first introduced to Diana, I actually stumbled across her on Facebook, and I started reading how she was setting up her groups and her main purpose of it. And I'm thinking, okay, this is different, because on Facebook we have over a million groups that are, you know, if they banded together, it would just be an awesome number. They're all like-minded, but they end up ranting groups where they're just basically ranting about stuff, and nothing seems to be getting accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
And Diana had, you know, she had colored outside the line. She said, you know, this is what we need to do. We need to come together, because, you know, when things get bad, we're only going to make this work by uniting. We're only going to make it through by being together and by learning how to connect and not always be on the internet. Learn to connect face-to-face and voice-to-voice on the phone. You know, and I thought, this is something I can really get behind. This is something I've been looking for, because, you know, I'm just like many others. You kind of get tired of the mundane, going across, scrolling through Facebook and stuff, and the same stuff over and over again. And you think somebody's online 10, 12 hours a day, you know, what are they doing in real life? What is their action? Where do you, you know, where are you getting at in this? And Diana had took that out and just did an awesome plan, awesome plan.
Great. And tell us how things are going there in Alabama and Tennessee.
Well, there are groups, I would like to think, are probably the slowest at this point, and I think it has a lot to do with the trolls that we had to begin with, and she's got it shut down now. That it's, we don't see that as much, but we did have to go and replace some state captains and move some people around. I physically moved from Alabama into Tennessee, and so because I'm always so great with good luck, I ended up moving by this great nuclear facility and National Security Lab with jets flying over and helicopters all the time. That's just luck of the draw for me. Yeah, but the shady internet, so I'm not able to plug into the internet as the others are and haven't been for quite a few months now, and I'm having to wait until April comes, April 1st, to finally get up and running with what I need to do. But, you know, it's been a slow go with us. There's some of the other ones that I look to as my hero, as a goal of where we would like to be for Tennessee and Alabama. You know, we are holding our own, but it's not where it needs to be. And I think that getting this out there and talking to people and letting each other know what our responsibilities are is a big, big thing. You know, it's one of those things, if you're behind this, then be behind it. And if you're not, then just, you know, it's not for you. We understand.
Diana?
Oh, okay.
If you want to just talk any on that, go ahead.
I didn't even realize I was still on.
Remember earlier when I told you I was multitasking? That's what I'm doing. So you go ahead. And I've got someone who sent me a message that I'm going to answer them. So go ahead, and then we'll proceed from there.
Okay. Yeah, Tamara, again, has done an amazing job. And as I had stated earlier about the trolls getting in, unfortunately, yes, it was her group that they took down. And but that's where we learned. And just like anything, you start a business, there's always anything you do in life, you know, that you start up, there's always things that need to be corrected or fixed, there's always room for improvement, should I say. And in this case, yes, and it was pretty nasty. I mean, this guy was a state captain, and he was, I mean, this is how far he went. He was supposed to be, of course, over his reps, and any female reps that stood up, he was sending them sexual explicit photographs. And when I called him on that, he knew, I think, that he was in trouble with me. But I was decent on the phone and left him a message. And instead of calling me back, he went right away and reported us and had Tamara and I both kicked off of Facebook for 48
wow.
hours. And they took our group down, which I was amazed. And so that's where I believed that, you know, Facebook is very liberal due to the fact that, you know, there is a numerous amounts of groups on Facebook that are just unjust. I mean, the words, you know, F Israel and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right, right.
And I'm sitting there going, what in the world could this guy have said about Tamara and I to have the group removed by one complaint when there's numerous
wow.
people reporting groups such as what I just spoke of. So,
right.
you know, I was a little amazed by that action.
Hmm.
So we, you know, that's when we took, we didn't let it stop us. So we just proceeded on. We let Facebook keep the group and we just proceeded on and started another Alabama group and took off again. So,
And real quick, I just want to recognize Lori. I see that you're on the line. I'm going to let folks in order of them calling in tonight. But we will get to everyone. We've got plenty of time. I know the show is slotted for 2 hours live, but there's also time after that, which we do go in the recorded session, and that will be archived as well. For the folks who listen to the archives, can also hear what's said then as well. So there's plenty of time. I just want to recognize that she's on the line, and I have seen you, and we will open up your mic in good order. Thank you very much. Go ahead, Tamara.
Well, yeah, and I just want to iterate for those that are just coming in or tuning in and listening that, you know, it seems like it's a little complicated to find your state banner and get involved, and if this is something you really want to get behind, but it's set up to protect you. Just as if you decide to be a state captain, that person that's wanting to join your group has to friend you first, and you can check them out that way. You can go into their profile, and you can look and see if things add up. I always look for how many friends do they have? How long have they been on Facebook? What are their mutual interests? You know, usually within a short amount of time, I can figure out if this is the person that is who they say they are or if it's someone else. You know, and that's set up to protect all of us because at the end of the day, when we are all together, you know, we have each other's personal information. We have to protect each other. You know, that's what about coming together that we have to look at. And you know, if you want to step up and you feel like you need to get involved in this, like I felt and like others felt, you know, there is people here with Diana and Claire and different ones that will point you in the right direction, and if you can't get in right away or you can't get heard right away, don't give up. You know, many people are doing like you do, multitasking and getting things done, and with me and the internet battling, and I will not go down, I will win this internet battle. You know, with me and my groups, I think that I've had a few get frustrated at me, and I said, you know, hey, you know, if you are in a position where you feel like you can do something better, then, you know, step up and let's see what you got, because we are only going to make this work when we join together, you know, and get behind each other. My wake-up moment was, and I wasn't into politics until I was in my 20s. And, you know, I had my identity stolen, and it was a big case, and it went nationwide, and she had kids in my name, and it was just horrible. And then I started waking up to what was going on around me. It was just one part of the big problem. It was just one result of this liberal agenda. And I mean, in Diana's case, she's had a lot that she's had happen to her. That was another point of this liberal agenda. You know, it reaches many different areas of our life. And that's when I started saying, you know, things are really fixing to go downhill from here. You know, I'm like, Diane, I'm a God-fearing woman. I know how this thing's going to play out. And I know that, you know, we've got to learn to protect each other and learn how to basically start taking care of ourselves and not leaning so much on outside entities like the government and so forth to take care of us, you know.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Well,
and I agree with that 100%. And that, again, you know, for the ones that, you know, I'm sure everyone can relate to this statement. You know, how many people out there have had their electric go off, you know, and been without power for a day or so? And just that feeling, that eerie feeling of not, you know, things that we're so used to having, you know, imagine that moment. You know, and not having anybody. And I've been through that, and that's kind of scary. And so, you know, you look at that type of scenario and you think, you know, what if this happened and this was a long-term period? You know, that's kind of an eerie feeling. And, you know, I don't want to scare anybody. That's not what this is about. And if nothing else,
yeah,
I mean,
we definitely don't do we don't do any kind of fear mongering anything on the.
I'm not saying that's what you guys are doing.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you are, but you know, there has been some, you know, some instances where we'll have a caller from the outside, not necessarily a guest, who'd come on and do such things. I'm like, no, we don't do that.
No, it's nothing like that at all.
Right, and one thing I do is on the show is I bring some of the questions some folks might have in the audience. We've got one here from Chris from Coalition of Freedom, which that's also a Blog Talk Radio show. Folks can hear, especially if they're interested in gun control and gun control laws, things of that nature. Check out Coalition of Freedom. It's another Blog Talk Radio show. And also there's a Facebook page of the same name. Coalition of Freedom, so I ask you to check that out as well. And also for all the new folks listening to the show tonight, whether it's live or on the archives, if you like the content of what you hear tonight, you'd like to hear more of these types of shows, just go to the little follow button that you will find on Blog Talk Radio on the page for this show. It's under the show's icon. Just a little follow, click it. And it'll take you to where you'll just get, like, email updates, things of that nature, of when, you know, shows coming on, things like that. So I'd really appreciate it if you did that. And also check out www.patriotjournalist.com, which is a Twitter group that I also belong. But at this time, I would like to bring on another caller, and that is Daniel. He's been on the longest of the group that's on there, and he is the state capital of Pennsylvania. So at this time, I'm going to open up your mic. Thank you very much, Daniel, for coming to the show. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
I just want to say...
Hey, Daniel.
I almost forgot to ask the question. And while you're on here, Daniel, too, you can answer that. I apologize. I went through all my little promotions here. But Chris was asking, so what if we could elaborate on more, and I believe Tamara was making the comment of, you know, making this work. What is the goal? I guess, you know, elaborate more on the goal of what this group wants to do.
The goal of the group is to get the people in here. You get different people within your state. You get different people within your counties. You get your county reps. They start getting more people in. You start getting more and more people in, and you get organized to where you can help each other out. See, it's a pull-together kind of thing here. It's not, you know, like they've been saying, it's not a posting group. It's one where people pull together.
And basically, not to interrupt you, Daniel, he's correct, but basically what we're trying to do, first of all, is unite, okay, where people can meet, again, like-minded patriots in their area, in their counties. Once they do that, once they meet, again, you know, people have minds of their own, and some are prepared, and some are preparing, and some aren't prepared at all. So, you know, in hopes when they unite and have these come-togethers and meetings, that they will help each other to grow in wherever they are lacking and move on to, you know, more extreme things. And I will get into that towards the end of the show to tell you what some of my state captains, what level of preparations they're in already to, you know, that, that will be amazing to hear. I've been amazed with them. But, you know, he's right. It's basically starting out just meeting. And, you know, if nothing else, if you drop out, you've probably met some good people, you know. But just, you know, organizing within your community, pulling together and, you know, having your own ideas.
So yeah, right. That is the most important thing right there, is just getting people to get to know other people in their community, within their county, you know, and within their community, to where, you know, you can get numbers of people together and meet and get your common interests, you know, your common goals, and get all this stuff together. And, like, yeah, I started back when it must have been the first part of February or something like that, whenever I got with the group. I was invited into the Patriots Unite group, and I was in there and just kind of like seeing what was going on, feeling my way around. I'm kind of stumbling around here because I'm not real great on the computer and stuff anyways, but I'm on there and I see some stuff going on, and I interjected myself into a few things, and Diana asked me about being the state captain for Pennsylvania, and I said, okay, fine. You know, I'm not sure what I'm doing here, but let's give it a whirl, because I like what you're doing. I like the whole premise of the, you know, how everything is supposed to come together, whatever. And I said, yeah, let's give it a whirl. And so I started out with Pennsylvania, and I think Diana can reinforce it. Since I started in Pennsylvania, I've been in I've started out quite a few different state groups to help
yes,
her along.
Yes, you did.
I've been in about 12 different states, I think.
She helped get a lot of them off the ground and helped getting, you know, people into the individual states and then working his way and trying, once we got him in there, okay, somebody needs to step up and be the state captain. So, yes, he did work them.
Yeah, we was working pretty good there, so we were. Then last fall there, I got in that accident, and that kind of slowed me down and everything. But I'm on my way back, so I am. That goes without saying, because you can't stop. You have to keep going on. But, you know, everything that they've said, I mean, I really can't add a whole lot to what they're saying, because they've pretty much nailed everything that about what the group is about. I mean, that's basically what it is. They've nailed everything pretty well down, so they have. And like she said, she'll go on and give more details on everything. But anybody that's listening that, you know, they're not sure, hey, you know what? If you're not sure, why don't you give it a try? You never know. This might be the best thing since sliced bread and butter for you.
Right. You know, the best way not to interrupt anyone, but the best way I like to describe it when I'm inviting new ones in is it's like a spider web of communication, so that you have that one phone number if you need it. You know, right there, you know that one person that's just within arm's reach of you to lean on if something were to happen. You know, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, no, that's to me how I look at it. It's literally like a spider web of communication. We're together, we're, you know, awesome in strength. But, you know, not all of us can go across country to Tea Party meetings or to rallies and so forth. You know, this is literally county by county, getting to know your neighbors and pulling together in these times. And you have those phone numbers and you know that person and you know you have that contact information where, yet again, you're learning to live off the internet with each other, you know, in case you don't have that in place, you know.
And by what she's saying, too, there, you know, I've had some groups, for whatever reason, a state captain, you know, had to step down, and we're still searching for other state captains, and I've interjected within the groups, and, you know, because I'm over all the groups, so I go in periodically and make sure that they're doing good, and I, you know, talk to my state captains, and the people
Excuse
say,
me,
you know
I,
what,
hold on
even,
a second.
I'm sorry.
No, I was having some light problems, and can you guys hear me now?
Yeah.
Good, because I don't know what happened. I was trying to interject, and I couldn't say anything. No one heard me. One of the things I'd like to elaborate on before I bring in the next person is, Daniel, you mentioned, you know, some of the things that you guys do when you get together. Could you elaborate on, you know, some of the activities or some of the, you know, campaigns or crusades that you guys are working on as a group when you get together?
Did you speak to
I think the best one to talk to that about is your next caller. She's amazing.
Okay. Okay, well, I mean, we could bring it all in. Yeah, I was asking, not directly since you brought it up, some of the things you guys might have worked on. But since we did, let's see, let me look here. It looks like we have...
Should it be Clara?
Yep, it is Clara. Clara, I'll be opening up your mic, but I would like to bring this back to Daniel and the others as well. But I will bring Clara on because she has been waiting for a while. Thank you very much, Clara. And she is from the Michigan and Indiana State Captain. Welcome to the show. Thank you for calling in.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Clara.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Clara.
Hi, Tamara.
Hi,
Diana.
Clara.
Hey, Clara. Well, to answer your question, what I do when I meet in the groups is we talk. We actually talk face-to-face. We communicate. We communicate offline because that's what our group is about, is uniting and communicating offline. We figure out ways of how we are going to communicate offline if anything should ever happen, when or if the internet goes down. What are you going to do to prepare if there's a power outage? The best example that I use is what happened with Hurricane Katrina and more recently Hurricane Sandy. What did those people do to communicate? How were they prepared? What did they do? They panicked. They didn't have a game plan. They had nothing. They floundered like fish in the water. They didn't know what to do because they weren't prepared. They didn't have like-minded people that they could go to and say, okay, this is what we should have done. This is what we should have done to prepare to be able to talk to each other so that we could communicate when the power goes out. Those people are, if it had not been for Good Samaritans coming along and bringing their own equipment, their own food, those people would have starved. They would have froze to death with the snowstorm on top of the hurricanes. This is what our group is about. It's being able to help each other when nobody else is there to help us. It's being able to communicate and unite with like-minded people. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter what your ability is. It doesn't matter if you're rich, you're poor, you're physically fit, or you're disabled. The only thing that matters is that you have the ability to communicate and be able to communicate to those around you. That's what the group is about, is being able to unite and communicate and be able to react.
She's absolutely right.
This is why my group works so well. And we get out, we do face-to-face meetings, and surprisingly, after I do the initial face-to-face meetings with my reps and set up the county reps, these same county reps come back and attend the meetings with the new county reps. They attend meetings with members. You know, they don't just stop, okay, I've already had a meeting with you. I don't need to attend another meeting. They continually go to the meetings. They don't stop at just one meeting. They want to keep involved. They want to know who the other members of the groups are. And we're just growing like fire. We only have on the Facebook page, we only have 50-some members for Michigan and 28 members in Indiana. But we continue to grow because the members that are on there and the county reps that are on there continue to attend these meetings and continue to grow their group.
By bringing people from the outside, family and friends. And
yes,
such.
They are.
There you go.
They are.
Yeah, and that's what the purpose is. This is not strictly a Facebook thing. I mean, it originated from Facebook, but it is something that we want to make clear that family and friends are, you know, welcome to join. And again, I want to stress this point because as Clara is speaking, I'm thinking of, you know, your listeners are probably going, well, what are you doing at these meetings? You know, I mean, what are you preparing? Well, I'm going to go this far as to say this. You know, on Facebook and all these shows, you know, people listen to this stuff. And this is what we're trying to avoid. We're leaving it. Let me give you an example. I was born in West Virginia, but I grew up in California. So I grew up in a big city, and I was there 32 years. And then I came back to the country, and I'm out in the country with the woods. I can touch the woods off my back porch, okay? So I've lived here 18 years. So to know the difference in a big city life versus a country life, I've lived them both. And there is a difference. There really is a difference. So that's where it limits me as to tell people, you know, how they should prepare as far as writing it up and posting it on the group. Now, if somebody comes to me from California group and says, well, can you give me some suggestions? Sure. Then I can break it down as being it's California, you know, a big city. There is different things, okay, versus, again, somebody that's in the country. So, you know, you start growing your group, and, you know, people are you know, that are coming together are obviously awake and know that they need to prepare the essentials such as water and food. That is your essentials. And you just keep building from there. So you start out, as far as I'm concerned, with your first meetings. Let me give you an example. Say I'm a rep, and I've got four people behind me. I am going to, and they're in my area, of course, I'm going to call them up, and I'm going to try to schedule a meeting. Let's all meet, let's say, at the local Denny's. This is our first time meeting, so you want to make it public. You don't want to be meeting at somebody's home that you don't know or anything of that such. So we're all going to meet at Denny's. As the rep, as the organizer, and as the leader, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to introduce myself to the three individuals or four individuals, and hopefully they brought people, so it may even be bigger than that. And I'm going to give a little background on myself. And once I do that, I'm going to have a notebook, and I'm going to ask each individual, tell me a little bit about you. And I'm just going to write it, jot it down. This person might say, yeah, I was in the Army for 10 years, and I was a Ranger, and I'd done this, and I'm cool, you know, I'm glad we got him on our side, you know, and I'm going to jot that down. The next one, you know, maybe a female, she may say, well, you know, I had 15 years, I was a nurse, and oh, cool, you know. Write that down. The next one might say, I work for a warehouse where we, you know, stock food. Well, you know, that's good, too. You're going to write that down. So what am I going to do later? You're going to do this with each individual, and have it wrote down so you know what type of people are in your group. Okay, and once you complete that, now as the rep, I'm going to go back home, and I'm going to look at my list, and I'm going to say, wow, okay. How can I use these individuals? I'm going to start talking to them on a personal basis and seeing what, with their background, can they bring to the plate for our group. Let's say the one that works at a warehouse, I would approach that one by saying, do you get any kind of discounts, you know, bulk, you know, food items or anything? Can you get anything of such at a discount? And you basically, when you do something like this, you have to start somewhere. And once you start, things start to grow. And everyone starts. The rep, I suggest that the state captains and the reps always stay open to suggestions. Don't be the boss that crams everything down each other's throat. You want suggestions, and you want to work together again as a community and start pulling together. And so when something does drastically happen, if it does, or even just your power goes off for a week, or, you know, weather-wise something happens, you're not alone. You know who's on your side, and you know who to pull to should you need any help. And that in itself is comforting versus being by yourself.
Well, and I'm going to interject here. You know, I don't do this a lot, but I will at this point, is that, you know, that's one of the things you hear about society in general. You know, back, you know, quite some time ago, neighbors used to, you know, help and rely on each other. And, you know, you have to neighborhood grill out, things of that nature. And they actually knew who their neighbors were. I knew when I was a kid, sometimes much to my chagrin, how close my parents were to some of the neighbors, because it seemed like we couldn't ever get away with anything as kids, because we always had one of our nosy neighbors call my mom or dad up saying, you know, Rob's doing this. But you know, but it's not like that anymore. I mean, I hate to admit, but I barely know any of my neighbors. Of course, you know, maybe we're just, you know, our lifestyles are a lot more busy now than they used to, or what have you. But that, you know, that's what happens. You know, anymore. It's not like where you know the people around you. So
yes,
even if something were to happen, who could you go to? You don't even know your neighbors. Go ahead.
Right. And you're exactly right. And you know, that's why we started. You know, like I said, I really prayed about this, and I worked it out in detail before I even attempted, but there was still things that needed to be changed, and there still may be down the road. But at this point, that's basically how I thought about it was, you know, if I did this on a state level, let's take a worst-case scenario. This is a worst-case scenario now, okay? Let's say martial law was declared upon the American people. If martial law is declared, nobody wants to be in their vehicle traveling. So that's my mindset and what I thought of. And when I thought of that, I thought, well, we cannot do this on a state level then. I need to break this down even smaller because, you know, again, you do not want to be traveling. So that's when I came up with let's do this on a county basis. And do that. One other thing, and it keeps popping up, so I'm going to go ahead and say this. I also am doing a chain. The chain is I am over the state captains. The state captains are over their reps, and their reps are over the people that get under them. What do I mean by that? I have all the state captains' phone numbers. The state captains have the reps' numbers. I don't have the reps' numbers. The reps will have the people that get under them's number. I won't have any of their numbers. We have like a chain. Now, how is this chain going to work? Again, worst case scenario. Let's say we'll use my state, for example. Let's say I'm a rep in Charleston, West Virginia. And somebody under me says, oh, my God, they're busting in doors and trying to disarm, you know, disarm the people down the road and da-da-da-da-da. To me, that is a very high alert. So I would, being a rep, I would call my state captain, pass that information on to the state captain and what county it is. The state captain would call me. And at that point, I would say, yes, this is a very high alert. I'm asking you now, as the state captain, to go ahead and call all of your reps. And then at that point, all the reps will call, again, everybody below them.
Mm-hmm.
I can start a national chain just by calling my state captains in every state.
Got it.
As long as we have phone service, okay? But
right,
if they are just,
right,
you know, doing something in a particular area, there's probably still going to be phone service. So this could work in a very, very productive way, you know, just with the chain in itself.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to make sure that I got that in there because I do feel
right.
It does play a very, you know, good part in what we're doing in the group.
And of course, the more people, the more effective the chain would be.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
That's part of what we're talking about tonight. And speaking of effectiveness, is, you know, part of the title I put tonight, and you know, I like to touch on, you know, I put, you know, Patriots Unite versus the Liberal Plan, and you know, so you know, we've talked about that. You know, we talked about that ourselves between me and you, Diane. You know, perhaps we could go over that. Maybe not as much the gun things tonight. I mean, we could touch on it briefly, but I know there's someone who may want to elaborate more on the gun control laws and things of that nature on his show, so I really won't touch as much here. I kind of, you know, keep that with his purview. But, you know, we talk on that. And also, if anyone would like to call to chime in or ask any of these ladies a question, it's area code 347-945-7428. But if you call in on Skype and you do not have a one button or anything like that to push to let me know you want to chime in, just send me a message via Facebook or a message via the chat here on Blog Talk Radio, and then I'll see it and let you in. Once again, that's 347-945-7428. So what I'd like to do is go back to you, Diane, and if we could touch, you know, a little bit about you know, what these groups can do with, you know, some of the things that, you know, politically, since this is a politically themed show, can address, you know, with these groups.
I'm not sure what you're asking
towards
me.
That end.
Excuse me?
Or if there's a, or if, you know, that's even part of the purpose of these groups. I'm kind of like thinking of the Tea Party, you know, of
mm-hmm.
what they were. Now, they weren't until the Republican Party co-opted them. You know, pretty much they were nonpartisan. And I'm, you know, I'm believing this is probably the same case here. But is there like a
certain, the majority
like,
is conservatives.
Conservative agenda that you guys are looking to
well,
you know,
I'm not
to work
really
towards,
focusing
or?
It on that, and I'm going to tell you why. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you this. We are Americans. We are Americans, and if anybody, okay, which I doubt very seriously, we're going to see the liberals jumping on what we're doing. But it,
mm-hmm.
I mean, when you're talking about the parties, okay, there are still some good Democrats out there, okay? Because right now what we're seeing in our country, right now the Democrats are no better than the Republicans. They're both have turned against the people.
Mm-hmm.
And,
the duopoly, with that being, yeah.
And with that being said, I am not going to discriminate against the Republican people or the Democrats because there are still some good Democrat people, even though I don't agree with their agendas. They still are Americans and still are seeing what's going on with our country, and they're not happy either. And the same with the Republicans. I consider myself, and I am a registered conservative, but we are Americans. And, you know, we need to band together as such. You know, we are losing our freedom. We are losing our liberty. And
mm-hmm.
we need to band together as Americans and do whatever necessary to take our country back. And so, you know, I am not going to turn my back on anybody that agrees
mm-hmm.
with that and that wants to step up to do their part as an American, which they should.
And speaking of stepping up, I want to thank Dee Dunbar, who's put a message in the chat, and she puts that, and it's D-E-E, so I'm presuming it's a female, and she puts, this would be a perfect opportunity for vets to make, oh, I'm sorry, something else popped up, so probably I'll start over. So this would be a perfect opportunity for vets to take up some of these leadership positions in these counties. We need she
absolutely.
Need your experience. Thank you, Dee, for putting that in the chat.
And I'm glad that so. Thank you, Dee. I appreciate that. I agree 100%. And I forgot, and shame on me because I'm always putting on my Facebook page. I'm a proud military mom, so I put it on there quite often. And I'm ashamed that I forgot that when I introduced myself, but. I have two boys that have served in the United States Army. One is out, and one is still currently in the United States Army. And so that is a tremendously great idea. And the leadership, you know, from our veterans, I support our veterans in every way, shape, and form. I am also a member of Soldiers Angels. I'm a member of the PGR, the Patriot Guard Riders. So I'm, you know, involved quite a bit with our military, and that is an excellent idea. Thank you for bringing that to the plate. And, you know, if anybody is interested, again, that would be a great way to get some of these states started.
Definitely, and they definitely, I mean, obviously, just by, you know, being the veterans, we will know that they do have the leadership capabilities
mm-hmm.
for what you guys are looking for.
Mm-hmm. And again, you know, I've listened to a lot of radio shows and listened to people talk about, you know, the militias. And matter
mm-hmm.
of fact, the show that I was on last night was a show on militia and guns. And I was on the show briefly there as well. And there was an individual that was, well, he was a former Marine, 23 years in the service. And, you know, he brought up a very valid point, and that was speaking about, you know, he knows, he sees what's going on, he knows he needs to be involved, and, you know, he says there's just no militias in his area, and how do you go about, you know, getting involved with a militia and knowing that you're in the right, you know, the right one or whatever. And the best suggestion that was brought up, I didn't bring it up, but that was brought up on the show was, you know, he would be a prime example. And, you know, they said, just think about it. You know, you with the type of experience that you need or you have, if you step up and, you know, put out some flyers and start getting some people around you, the people are going to get behind your veterans. And they'll start getting behind you. And if you don't want that leader position, once you start getting people behind you, you can always pass it down to somebody else, but you've already got your militia started. And I want to inform everybody that the militias, not all the militias are radical militias. There are good people in these militias, average, everyday police officers, veterans, you know, doctors, housewives. I mean, they're downright people that, you know, are getting prepared just in case of the worst case scenario, in which we all should be.
People like us.
That's right. I mean, and if you don't want to, I mean, some people feel, well, they think of a militia as, I got to know how to shoot, and I got, you know. No, not necessarily. You know, there is a lot of positions within the militia that everyone, again, this is speaking on a worst-case scenario, that, like, say, we went to a civil war, that everyone can play a role and be a part and be just as useful in fighting for their country and never even pick up a weapon. You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
You know, don't feel that all of the militias are, you know, they're bad, because they're not. We are the militia, and we need to pull together as Americans and save our country.
And we haven't heard from Daniel for a little bit, so what I'd like to do at this time is open up the mic to Daniel to see if anything you'd like to chime in on.
Well, and he is a former Marine.
Oh, well, there
not
you go.
Former. Excuse me, never former.
That's
okay,
always,
he's a Marine.
What's
sorry.
A Marine? Always a Marine.
Sorry about that. No disrespect.
What was that you said?
Oh,
no,
I
me?
Said, what's a
Marine? Oh.
Who, Daniel?
You ask a question?
No, I didn't. I said once a Marine, always a Marine. I said, no, I said if there's anything you'd like to chime in about and anything that was said about the militias or anything else.
Well, like she's saying about the militias and stuff, you know, there are tons of things out there that people can do as being a part of it. That's not a problem. And being in the Marine Corps, you know, I have a vast amount of training in different areas. You know, you don't learn every, you know, one solid thing total. You learn a whole lot about, you know, about a lot of different things, you know what I mean, to be able to survive or whatever. So, you know, when people come in, hey, you know, whatever you've been doing, whatever you're comfortable with, whatever your knowledge is, maybe somebody like myself or somebody else can give you some pointers to help you, you know, expand on what you do or what your abilities are or something like that. And basically, and that would fall back into the United group. It's the
mm-hmm.
same situation. Somebody like me, I have had different people from different states, they've called me, and they talk to me, and they say, well, you know, we're talking about survival. What you know, and I tell them, you know, hey, make sure you have plastic bags on hand. And make sure you have this on hand, and make sure you have that on hand. Well, why? And then I explain to them what those items are used for. And they're like, wow, never thought of that. Boy, am I glad I talked to you, you know, and I want to talk to you some more later on another day or whatever. I don't want to take up a lot of your time, you know. I want to talk to you another day. And I'm here. A lot of them out there have my number. They know I'm here, not just for Pennsylvania, but for across the country. If they want to talk, they want to bounce something off me, hey, bring it on. I'm here.
And he's absolutely right. So I want to say one other thing. one of my state captains was working, and that was my Oklahoma state captain, and she was going to try very hard to be on the show, and she is working a 24-hour shift, so unfortunately she was not able. Yes, she was not able to make it, but she is doing such an amazing job in Oklahoma, her and her husband as the state captains. And they, again, are, I mean, doing such an amazing job. They're at the level right now with their teams of she's planning in some, well, most of the states, again, with your reps broke down into each county, you know, travel to get from one end of your state to the other is a good distance. And with the economy the way that it is, a lot of people can't travel. So that's another reason why it was broken down into the counties. But what they're planning, which I think was, this is the last time I talked to her, what I thought was really amazing, is they have been having several meetups and preparing and getting, you know, prepping stuff. And she's been telling them all to do a bug-out bag. Some of you that may not know what a bug-out bag is, the essentials. If you had, worst-case scenario, had to pack up and run, you know, and just take a bag with you. And what she, you know, some of them are more into it than others, and I have to commend them for it. I think that's an excellent idea. But anyway, she's going to schedule in the – I think she said in March, towards the end of March, they're already all talking about having a big 48-hour bug out where they're all making up their own bags for 48 hours, and they're going to an isolated area where it's wooded, and they're going to live in the woods for 48 hours on a bug out bag.
Huh,
and this
my
way...
My wife would never go for that, by the way. No.
But I think it's an excellent idea, you know.
Oh, I would love it, too, my daughter, but my wife probably wouldn't touch it.
And I'm not talking about tents and all that. Whatever you can get in a bag is what you're taking, or whatever you, you know, are going to be carrying, because you got to remember, you know, you may have to walk a good distance. So anyway, but the good part about that is, you know, after that 48 hours is over, they're going to come home and they're going to say, man, now I know exactly what I needed while I was out there, and I know what was in that bag that I don't need.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in case something really actually comes down sometime that they may have to bug out, their bag's going to be ready. And that's a bag that you get prepared and you put over in the corner. So when if it ever gets to that extreme, you just grab your bag and you go. So I think that's an excellent idea. So with my states, this is the point I'm trying to make with this, is some of them are at a lower level than others as far as prepping and pulling together. And some of them are, you know, are up there and already doing events such as that. And I believe Clara... And some of them are planning a bug out. Am
mm-hmm.
I, is she still on the line?
Yes.
Yeah, Clara, go ahead.
Yes,
yeah,
I am.
You guys are planning that as well. Tell
yes,
us what
we
you
are
guys
planning
are doing.
One. We're doing a 48 to 72-hour one the end of March for Michigan. And Indiana has one planned for April.
There you go.
Well, where at in Indiana? Because I'm in Ohio, so I'm not that far from, well, depends on where in Indiana you're at.
I'm not sure just exactly where in Indiana. I know it's going to be in northeast. Let me just pull it up here.
Oh, okay.
And I do have
I'm
sorry, it's northwest Indiana.
I'm not going to say. It's an undisclosed location now.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes,
I've got a state captain for you. I'm sorry, there's like a time delay on here, so I don't mean to sound like I'm interrupting.
Oh, that's okay. We've had that in the past. We had somebody called in from Alaska at some point, and there would sometimes be time delay. So.
Yeah. I keep kind of hearing that. But I do have a state captain for Ohio, and they're doing an extremely well job too. So I will add you. Matter of fact, I'll do that while we're on here. I will go ahead and add you to your state group, and your state captain's name, first name is Ken. So, Robert, you would want to connect with him and...
Yeah, check him out.
Yeah, and go from there. And your state has quite a bit of members in that state. So Ohio is doing extremely well. And if you guys want to hear the funny part about it all, is West Virginia is doing lousy, okay?
West
so
Virginia.
I'm preparing everybody else, and I'm not even prepared.
I just actually spoke to somebody. I'm trying to remember who's in now I know who's from West Virginia.
Yeah, it's me. Well, I'm preparing at home, okay? I've got a room that I'm just doing my thing, okay? Getting my stuff together. But as far as, you know, meeting individuals, in my community, I haven't, and I'm out in the country. But, you know, again, I do have two military, and both of them are home. So, again, one's out and one's in. But, they said, anything happens, we're going to come and take care of my mama. So, you know, I got that on my side. I got my own little army, okay?
There you go.
And a daughter that hunts. And her husband hunts, and he does trophy hunting and stuff like that. And she's already out shooting him, so I'm loving it. Yeah, I've got
shooting
all the body
him.
Protection out, and having contests and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, I'll just joke.
Well, I told him joking around. I said it's about time to get rid of her, ain't it? He said just about.
Well, what I like to do with this time, I think I haven't heard as much, and maybe just all the different voices, but I don't think I heard from Clara for a bit. So, you know, Clara, if you'd like to chime in, go ahead. I'd like to open up the mic to for you.
Well, Diane's pretty much got a lot of it covered as to what we do and stuff. And...
Well, Gloria, go ahead. It's all these female names. It's throwing me off now. All these females throwing me off. No, I'm just joking. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm loving it.
No, actually, Lori can talk.
There you go, Lori. You have the floor. Yes?
Okay.
No, maybe so.
Everybody got quiet? See,
yeah,
Diane's got the big mouth, but I'm the one that keeps it going here.
She
come on, guys.
She warned me of that, so. Yeah, she kind
no,
of
warned I really
me want of that.
To thank all the, I really want to thank all the listeners for, you know, coming to the show, but I also... You know, I'm really hoping that a lot of the people from the group, came in and logged in to listen to the show tonight because, it was easier for me to do something like this where I can explain it more in detail because, again, a lot of them didn't even realize that there are that the main group is the parent group. I actually have... Now, I'm not Obama, so when you first hear the word the amount of states I have, say, does this girl not know that there's only 50 states? I have 51 because I included Canada, okay? Obama would have said there's 57 there, but anyway.
Right.
There is 51 besides the main group states that I, you know, have to oversee and go through, so... There's quite a bit, but we are still, again, you can go to the main group, go to each banner, and it'll say in the comment under the banner if there is a state captain or admin / state captain, which the admin is the state captain. And if there's not one and you're interested in becoming one, we would love to have you. And all you need to do, you'll see my picture all over that group and just click on my name and friend me. And I will get you set up to be one. And all I would need at that point is to get your phone number and stuff like that because it is what we're doing and part of the chain. And I want to really stress that chain level thing too. It is very, very I'm very adamant on that as far as once you become part of our chain, it's very, very important that if I call you or – if you're a rep and your state captain calls you, we understand that you're not sitting there by the telephone. But if you do receive a call from myself, that would be the state captains, or one of your state captains call the rep, to please return the call. Because if it is a worst-case scenario or an emergency where you need to call the people below you, always keep in mind we can't call the people below you because of the way the chain is set up. So that, you know, you have to take your position very seriously, because if something did come down, and as a state captain, if I'm trying to get a hold of a state captain and that state captain's not returning my call, then that state captain's going to take down that whole state because I don't have the rep's numbers. You see what I mean? So it's very, very, and the same thing works with the reps. If you're going to step up to be a rep or a state captain, take it serious and, you know, think about the position that you're stepping up to do and be the leader and pull together, you know, I can't express this enough, pull together in that individual state group as a group. You know, that's exactly what it is. It's a group. It's a state. Pull together and fight for your state. You know, don't wait for the state captain to do it all or the rep to do it all. You all need to be doing it.
And there's also another step in there, and that's for the counties, correct? Like the county leader?
That is the rep.
Oh, the rep
that's
is the
rep.
County leader? Oh, okay.
That's the rep.
I was thinking the rep was the folks who were under, so to speak, the county leader. Okay.
It's the state captain. And then it drops down into your county reps. County would have a rep. Or, as I've told my state captains, I leave that up to them. If more, people in that county want to be reps, okay, that's fine. And then eventually just pull them all together, because some counties are, you know, they're pretty big counties, you know what I mean? So I don't care how many reps you have in a county, but we're starting out with the one. But if there's more that want to step up for the same county, that's good too. I mean, that's just still uniting. That's all it is the state captain and the reps, and then the people get below the reps in their county. So it's worked out good. I'm going to tell you, I did get a little – had to get a little tough because of it being a no posting group.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that's in the group should be participating. And if they're not participating, why are they in the group? There's no posting in it. So I had, you know, stepped it up a little bit by, you know, because some of my state captains were getting a little frustrated where people weren't, you know, communicating with them, because I've asked my state captains to have contact with everybody in their group. Get to know who's in your group and you know, get them helping you work that group. So, you know, I've had my state captains say, well, you know, I've got two people in there that I've sent them numerous messages and they don't, you know, get back to me. And I said, well, you've got a log of it. Don't delete it. Keep that log of how many times that you've tried to contact them. And after the third try, your last message I would send to them, tell them that I am going to remove you from the group if you're not, you know, planning on participating. And give that a day and see what happens. And if they don't respond, then remove them. After I would say the fourth try, you know, there's no reason to keep them in there. So, you know, and the ones that have done that, believe it or not, have built. Clara's a prime example. I mean, she gets tough with them and telling them, hey, you know, we've got to do this as a group and as a team. Are you guys willing to do that? Are you just going to, you know, is this just another collection of your group? So, you know, we have to tighten it up a little bit at times, but the outcome has been excellent. No disrespect to none of my state captains, because they've all done an amazing job. But Clara has taken the lead, and she's done an amazing job, and she's a tough old bird.
And you mentioned some of the states that do have state captains in. So do you have, like, a short list of ones that, you know, you really need to have some state captains? You know, if most people here well know that, you know, this show's heard, you know, I have callers from Florida, Alaska, California, Washington, you know, things of that nature. So are there any states out there that, you know, need state captains?
I keep a list right now? I keep a list, but also, like I said, if you go click on and go to the main group, which is the Patriot Unite Only, As you will see in that group, as you scroll down, there, again, is banner set up. Like, the first one I come to is Alabama. The center
mm-hmm.
of the banner is their flag. And then there's a pretty picture of the water on the right-hand side. And then on the left-hand side of the flag, I've put a picture of the city. So the time has really been invested in these groups to make them, you know, special. It's, you know, that's how I felt anyway. So in that group, again, you would go to the, underneath the banner there, you would click to open up all the comments, and it says right there, Alabama is up and running, and Tamara, the one that's on with us, Greenhill, is the admin / state captain for your state group. Please friend them to get into your state group.
Mm-hmm.
So then you scroll down, okay, say you're in another state. Scroll down, the same thing applies. The next banner here is Idaho. Same thing, a flag, and then there's a picture on the right-hand side that shows, you know, pretty Idaho, and then there's, you know, it's water scenery, and on the left side it's showing a picture of the city. Okay, you would do the same thing. Go under that banner, click on the comments, go to the first comment, and I try to keep them all cleaned. Once people have been put into their groups, I remove their messages and try to keep just that one there so people
mm-hmm.
can see, you know. But anyway, in this case with Idaho, this is what's under there. We need an admin / state captain for this group. If you are interested, please contact me. So Idaho is in need of an admin and state captain. So I've got, again, all the banners for every state, so you would just scroll down, and the information is posted underneath the banner if an admin or a state captain is needed or if there is one already for that state.
Okay, great. At this time, I do see some folks in the switchboard here. If you'd like to chime in, just push 1 on your number dial, or also if you just like to listen, that's fine. And if you have Skype and you're unable to, you know, push a 1 button on your dial, just send a message to me via the chat or via Facebook, and I will open up your mic and have you speak in. So I'd like to open up the mic now. Daniel, we haven't heard you for a while, and I do think I see someone in particular possibly in the – a couple of them in the, you know, on the switchboard here. If they would like to chime in, that'd be great. But go ahead, Daniel.
Well, everything that she's been I'd like to reiterate everything that she's been saying here about, you know, getting the different admins or state captains and stuff like that. You know, if they come in, it's not a real hard job. I mean, it's something that they can come in and she'll explain it to them on exactly what there is for them to do. It's not that hard keeping track of the county representatives that come in, people come in, and when they mm-hmm. come in, you ask them if they'd like to be a county rep, then you explain to them what their duties are as a county rep, and like she said, you get their phone number, you exchange contact information. You know, it's not a hard job to be an admin for a state. I'd like to see more people step up and get these other states going. I'm about ready here to step back in, and Diana, I call her Lady Di. I'm about ready to step back in and, you know, just go ahead and give me a few more and let's see what we can do with them.
He's afraid. He's afraid to step back in. He's afraid I'm going to put him in all these groups that don't have state captains.
Well,
that was a joke.
Well, that's part of the show. It's about networking. You know, that's why, you know, I put the – on the Bard's Logic Political Talk website, which, of course, folks can find at www.bardslogicpoliticaltalk.com. And there you can find the link for those who've just came in or coming here shortly. You can also find the link to the Facebook Patriots Unite page, which just push on the red button here, and it will take you to the page there on Facebook if you don't want to use the search engine. And, of course, you can also look at something I was talking about earlier tonight. There's a button here on the web pages as well, and that is for the Patriot Journalist Hegel Crusade. And also you can get some information about the Patriots Journalist Network by going to www.patriotsjournalist.com, and that's another great networking place to go, and I recommend people going there. So I'd like to, this time, see if Lori, if you'd like anything you'd like to chime in about, go ahead. If Lori is still with us.
I believe she disconnected.
Okay.
She sent me a message, yeah.
Oh, yes, I do see that she is no longer there.
Yes.
Yeah, I do see that. Okay, well, then, we'll move on. I just, you know, I told you earlier, Diane, I'll flip from pages to, you know, to page about, responding to, you know, people on different Facebook. So go ahead, and, you know, what I was talking about is networking, and just let's talk about how important the networking actually is for something like this to be effective.
Well, let me just say this, interrupt with this, and just say to the people that, you know what, I have met some of the, and not personally, some of them I have met face-to-face, believe it or not, from out of state through this group, that have been amazing people. And, you know, even just with my state captains, because of the chain that we're doing, we have been able to, you know, spend a lot of time on the phone talking to each other to where we all feel like we know each other. So, you know, let's say worst case scenario, something was to happen tomorrow. I feel very, very good about the outcome and, you know, the things that's happened within the group with people meeting. A lot of people have already came together. I get a tremendous amount of, Diane, this is great. I want to thank you. I've met some awesome people. And, you know, and that's what it's all about. You know, I would love to see more and more people get involved, like I said, because I set it up more or less for, you know, people to come together should something happen, because, you know, that's a scary feeling. And living out in the country, a lot of times when our electric goes off here due to storms, because of so many trees in West Virginia, our electric will go out for a long period of time, like a week at a time. And when that happens, you know, we had a bad storm here where trees had went down. Well, during Sandy, West Virginia got hit pretty hard, and our electric was off. Some people didn't have electric for 3 weeks. And my home alone is all electric. I don't have no gas here. Mine's all electric. So when everything goes off, guess what? I don't even have any water, because I have a well here, and it's run on electric. So, you know, that's scary. So if you're not prepared for that sort of thing, you know, it's tough. So when I say to you that meeting others in your area, you know, you may say, well, you know, I don't have the money to buy stuff and you know, to help, you know, with a group to prepare. Don't ever say that, because sometimes, you know, you may not have financially money to invest and to help out, but you might have the ability to work on stuff that will help promote, and, you know, your cause of what you guys are doing together and your prepping. So there's always something for somebody to do, always. So never think that, you know, I'm not going to fit in, because everybody can fit in. And always remember, we are Americans, and we always can find a way.
Great. And speaking of networking, I just got a message here from Chuck Suter. He has a Facebook page and a website for folks to check out. And the website is www.constitutionalwar.org. And it also has a Facebook page. Go there and check it out. Send it a like. And you just can find it at constitutionalwar.org, I believe is the name of the Facebook page. What I'll do is, for those who are in chat, I will copy the link here, and I will put it in the chat for the folks to check out. What's it? We'll paste here.
I'm glad you're doing that. I'm not good at that multitasking.
Yeah, it's something you get used to. There we go.
See, everybody has a job. I'm glad that's your job.
And also, actually, I just got another message here from the chat here on Blog Talk Radio here for the show. It's from Constitutionally Correct. It's also, I believe, he has a show that's Randy Stuffelby, also a show, Constitutional Radio there. It's also a Facebook page known as Marines for the Constitution. So just go to your, I guess, the search engine and just type in that, you know, type that in, and you will find the page. So go ahead and check that out.
Great, great.
Okay, and thank you, Randy. I seen he was in the call. He was just listening in for coming in. So we will continue on with Tamara.
Hey. Can you hear me?
Were you sleeping?
No. I was
she was just
utilizing
surprised that I just caught her up. Go ahead.
No. I was utilizing my 5 seconds of internet while I still had it. You know, it's kind of like you get it 1 minute, it's
problem.
Gone the next. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Multitasking.
Bless her heart. She's had a hard time.
This internet, I think, is trying to get the best of me. I always joke, I think I must be on the government's hit list on internet. You know, mine's the first one to go and the last one to come back in. So, but hopefully I'll have that settled by April. But, you know, there's not a whole lot more that I feel like I can add to it. I think that Diane has just clearly laid it out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, was you going to say something? I thought I was interrupting.
No, I wasn't going to say something.
You know, but I think the thing that I fell in love with the most was the fact that, you know, this is action. You know, there's a lot of people and places that talk, and I get that. You know, I'm a big ranter, and I get that. But, mm-hmm. you know I'm not achieving anything doing that. And being a part of this connection that we have with each other, that when things may get bad, could get bad in anything,
mm-hmm.
from a storm to, like Diane said, the worst-case scenario, you have go ahead.
Real quick, Tamara, I just want to let 850, I believe, a very good friend of mine on the line. I just want to let you know, I see you do want to chime in. I'm going to let Tamara finish up, and then I'll be opening up your mic. Go ahead, Tamara. Sorry about that. I just want to give him the recognition, let him know I see him there. Go ahead.
Yeah, but that we do have that connection here. And, you know, I have some people down in South Alabama that are literally completely offline now. I mean, they do go on Facebook, but they know that they can live without it, and they are even ham radioing it and two-way radioing it. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, they can go one step past if we lose phone lines. And, you know, that's their choice. I leave it up to them on how they want to lead their group, so what's good for their area. So, you know, South Alabama, I would say 4 counties deep, is just ham radios. And so, you know, that's a good idea. It's expensive to get into, and you've got to have license. But, you know, there are other things that you can look at on communicating, and that's what Diana has effectively done for us, is bring us together to learn to communicate and not get sucked into this, you know, just being on the web, and what are we going to do when we lose these essentials? Can we move past them being essentials and start, you know, like Clara said, face-to-face communicate?
Mm-hmm. And that's our ultimate goal. She hit it on the nail. The ultimate goal is to unite and get it off of Facebook. And by staying strict, and I have been strict. I mean, I don't try to be rude to anybody, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, I set the record straight. I have a, group statement wrote up that specifically states, this is not a posting group. We are here to strictly unite. The group says, Patriot Unite only, and I stand with that, and I push that, and I've had people attack me over that, and I mean, I've been called just about every name in the book, and I've got thick skin, so it's going to take them a while to get through to me. So I've already been through the worst of it. I see the good coming out of it now, and you know, I'm ready to just keep it going.
Well, awesome. At this time, speaking of that, I do want to open up the next mic here, and then we'll open up the floor. And I believe this is Mark Prasik of PatriotJournalist.com. How are you?
Hey, Robert, I am so sorry. I was trying to listen to your show. We actually shut down my show a little early because we knew you were on live and wanted to stop by if we could. My internet connection was so bad, I totally have no idea what you all were talking about. until I
did.
Oh,
no.
I understand that.
It was coming in now, and we do have about 26 minutes of live time, but as you well know, Mark, that there's also archived, you know, recording time as well. So if we spill into that, that's fine. If people want to listen to the extended version, if we were to go in there, the call-in number is area code 347-945-7428. There's a couple times tonight I mentioned Mark, Patriot Journalist Network. It'd be great if you can tell us some more about that.
Well, we can, Robert, but first I just wanted to commend you. I do, again, our shows are often on at the same time.
Right.
But I listened to your archive on the Agenda 21, and you had put together a group of panelists that was just absolutely outstanding. I was riveted to it. And by the way, Robert, when's the last time you didn't absolutely exhaust all the recording time? Come on, you're going to go 3 hours, so don't...
It happens a lot, right?
You know, so let's just cut the crap. You're going to go 3 hours. We know that. So, but what we do, and now I'm literally unplugged my computer. Is Barbara still connected in the chat? Because if there's any links or anything, I'm going to have to rely on her to furnish them.
I do see Barbara in the chat. Yes.
Yeah, Barbara is my most faithful. She has actually attended my show more than I have. She has been there when I have. So,
you sound like the guy, the show I was on last night. Did you do a show last night?
Not on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Yeah, we have something different, which I'll get into in a moment. But I just wanted to thank
your
Robert.
Voice sounds the same. I'm sitting here going, wow, is he the one I talked to last night?
A lot of people pretend to be like me, but I'm the only one.
Oh, okay.
You know, so we're down here in the swamps of Florida in the north in Tallahassee area. So,
okay.
But what we do is a little different, and I just want to talk about networking because even though I missed all that was said earlier, it's important that we unite. Robert, you made a very cogent comment months and months and months ago, is I think we all have a lot of energy, and I see a lot of energy, and Robert made this comment, so I'm not taking credit for it, but there's a lot of energy out there. Well, there's a lot of energy in the sun, but the sun won't catch the woods on fire.
Mm-hmm.
But if you take a magnifying glass and focus it, and keep it focused on the same spot, yes, you can start a fire. So I understand the value of networking, but networking, you know, there has to be a strategy. And I'm a football coach, so I'm really into strategy. And so here's a little bit about what we do. For those of you, I know, let me guess, every last one of you is on Facebook. Okay, good. Twitter is the way to get a message out to a large number of people, a very large number of people. Okay, the reach is far greater than anything that Facebook can ever hope to be.
Uh-huh.
And so we conduct all of our operations on Twitter. And we have a video chat room that, again, it collides with Robert's show, but Robert isn't on every night. But we have a video chat room where you can literally turn your webcams on and talk face-to-face if you want to. You don't have to. It also has a text chat room very, very much like. In fact, it's almost identical to the one that you use on Blog Talk Radio, except there's so many more features. Okay? It's much richer, much bigger on the screen also. And also, that chat room is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So anytime that if you wanted to network among yourselves, and once you get there, you can actually invite people in through Facebook or through Twitter. You can log in with your Twitter account or you can log in with your Facebook account. But what we do is we have, when you go to patriotjournalist.com, there's a lot of tools that we provide to help conservatives focus and give more impact to the conservative voice. There's some really cool links in there. Every U.S. senator, every U.S. House of Representative member is listed. Well, you can get that on House.gov or Senate.gov, but can you get their Facebook page? No. Well, I have a link to their Facebook page. Can you get their Twitter page? Can you get the Flickr page? Can you get their RSS and their phone number? So there's some resources there, and there's resources. resources on how to keep track of the Twitter feed of all GOP House members, so you can keep your finger on the pulse of what's going on with the GOP House members. And I think Robert mentioned, you know, the Hagel campaign that we're doing right now.
Right.
We do what we call crusades. Well, our emphasis, we're taking a page out of the dog training book. What we do is we applaud and reward publicly and loudly anytime somebody does something correct, even if that somebody happens to be a Democrat. If they voted favorably on a bill, we give you an opportunity to tweet a thank you. So a lot of you aren't familiar with Twitter, as I wasn't at one time, but you can always come to our video chat, and we hold boot camps. Here's how you do Twitter. And we have a network that literally, if you join the group, other members of the group automatically begin to promote you. And when I say automatically, I mean even if the person is dead and in the cemetery, once you're a member, the automation takes over. So we're very well networked. And what we do is when you join the group, you're giving permission for the network to retweet something on your behalf. For example,
some bad feedback from somebody or some background noise, or, you know, I don't know. And then it's a little low, Mark, but if you could speak louder or something of that nature, that'd be great.
Yeah, let me move to the kitchen area. Maybe that'll help. But to give you an idea, when we do what we call Twitter bombs, we'll take a selected tweet from a senator with a favorable conservative message, and we, all of the members of the group, will automatically retweet it. Well, there's over 800 members in the group, and those 800 members have a total of 2.4 million followers. So, in other words, if we were a newspaper, our circulation is 2.4 million.
That's a lot of people.
That's a pretty big – and we started 5 months ago with nothing and $0.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And we are establishing dialogue with elected officials in the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate. Now, this is a long process. It's the government. And I don't really like the government any more than anybody. But the theory here is – that we're going to reward correct behavior, okay?
Right.
For example, you know, I rewarded a congressman for a stance he's taking on Benghazi. Well, lo and behold, that same House member voted not freeze the federal wage hikes. So we understand that there is no elected official that's going to vote correctly on every issue. I think Rand Paul might come to my mind today, and I'm livid, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to reward the correct behavior, and that's what we do. And we're hoping to get the attention of these elected officials, because only an elected official can propose and change legislation. We can network all we want to, but none of us can change any law or propose any law.
Right.
So, you know, you can call that kissing butt or whatever, you can call it whatever you want to, but our strategy is we want to influence public policy. And that would have to be – now, I'm not going to do it through PACs, and that's another way that it happens. You know, you can give your money to a PAC. Well, what do they do with it? Well, honestly, I couldn't tell you. I read their emails, and they're begging for more money, but they never told me what they did with the money they got. So that's kind of what we do, and if you don't know Twitter, that's fine. We can be happy to coach you and help you. We have taken Barbara, you should still see her in the chat, Barbara Byers.
She's still there.
Okay. When she first started, when we started this, she had 230-something Twitter followers. Today she's got nearly 9,000.
Wow.
Very
That's
powerful.
A lot. Mm-hmm.
Very powerful. The numbers are absolutely staggering. So thank you. I don't want to take up too much time plugging what I'm doing other than to explain it, because it's very different. But I encourage anybody who wants to join with us, let's learn Twitter together. We will help you. We will promote you. You will promote your other teammates. and it'll happen automatically. You don't just once you sign in, you will be thanking other. There's a lot of automation that supports all this. So if you don't know Twitter, don't let that bother you. Just go to patriotjournalist.com. And one of the first links in there is our live webcam text chat room. We meet on weeknights starting at 9:30. Well, when we end, we decide that after 9:30. So it's a great time of fellowship. You don't have to have a webcam, but if you do, you can turn it on. We can meet face-to-face, and we do boot camps. We study. We strategize. We come up with the next play. You find, you know, favorable actions, and it's a team thing. And we're starting to have some impact. We've gotten a letter of thanks from a congressman. So I think we're getting some traction, but it takes, unfortunately, very, very large numbers to make something happen, to get noticed.
Mm-hmm. You're
indeed,
right.
It does. Indeed. Well, that's okay, Mark. You could, you know, take some time. I've been wanting to have you come on, to be honest, to talk about it, you know, in any way. But, of course, as you mentioned, for the most part, we have shows on at the same time of day, or evening, I should say. So that kind of makes things difficult to do that. So.
Yeah.
But, hey, lucky for us tonight, the Internet wasn't working as well. I'm being facetious there, Mark. But you got to find a silver lining. When you're in a dark cloud. So there's my silver lining for that.
Sure. And it's been a while since we talked, Robert, and I'm glad.
Yes,
like I said, I'm real proud of I can remember those early days, man, when you wondered, was anybody going to show up?
Yeah, definitely. Now, in the archives, it's phenomenal. It's great to see. But while we have you on here, Mark, if there's anyone here, whether, Diane or Daniel, are you still out there, or let's see. Yes, see Daniel there, and Tamara's not there, but if anyone's got any questions for Mark, feel free. Go ahead. We'll start with Diane.
I really don't. I don't know too much about Twitter myself, and with what I'm doing in my groups, again, I'm over all the states, so I stay pretty busy, and then I do have a like page that is a, I just post things on the Second Amendment. And I've got like almost 3,000 followers on there. The group that I'm promoting tonight has almost 5,800 people on it, and then I have a True Patriots Stand Together. That's just, like I said, a posting group, and that has over 1,100 in it. So I have quite a bit to keep up with, and keep my state captains informed on what's going on. We have an admin group that is the Patriots Unite admin group, and what that is just all my state captains. So if we want to discuss anything, or if I have any posting, for them to look at or whatever, we communicate within that group. So I would love to check it out and, see if it, if I can help in any way.
Well, you're welcome to use our chat room. You'd have to have a headset and microphone, but for your meetings, you're welcome to that chat room's there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. And, I can't guarantee that someone won't come in, but most of the time there's nobody there. People come in, post something real quick and leave. But you're welcome to use it to organize your meetings. And if it gets to the point that other people are interfering with it, well, we can set up a private chat room, so that you can literally talk face-to-face. I mean, you can go buy a webcam for $15-$20,
I will definitely check it out. But as I stated, I'm on the computer quite a bit. When I dedicated my time to what I'm doing, I really put a lot of time into it. I mean, it grew bigger. I mean, it grew so fast that I was wait a minute, I mean, I really took on a lot, and I couldn't do it without my state captains. Again, my state captains are amazing. And I wish that I would have been able to get more of them on the show tonight, but being, we just started this last night, so I really didn't have a lot of time to because a lot of them do work, so I wasn't able to get as many as I would have liked to got on the show tonight. But, again, I couldn't do it without them. They, we've had our ups and our downs as far as, you know, we got hit hard with trolls in the beginning. They seen this group just going, you know, doing so well in such a short period of time. We got bombarded with them. And again, I was called every name in the book and, you know, oh, you ain't nothing more than Obama. You're just a dictator telling everybody what to do.
Oh, you know, Jesus. Yeah,
I had a goal here, and my goal was exactly what we are promoting and exactly what we are doing, and the ones that have followed it, you know, I will say I run the main group, and then I oversee each individual state group, you know, to make sure that everybody is, you know, doing something and that the group is just ain't there doing nothing at all. But when I get an admin slash state captain, again, the admin is the state captain, I talk with each one of them on the phone, and, you know, they know their role, and I periodically call them and check, you know, check in with them and make sure everything's going okay, if there's anything I can do. And they, again, have my number where they can contact me via home, cell phone, and on the internet. And you know, that's how I communicate with them. But when I have one step up, I pretty much turn it over to them because there's not a whole lot I can do for the other states when I'm not in that state. So, you know, that's where I was stressing earlier that it's very, very important, the ones that step up to be the state captain or the rep for their counties, that these are people that are taking this serious, because if they don't, and they don't follow through with our plan, if something was to happen, worst case scenario, they mm-hmm. would let their whole state down or their county by not being available, you know, when they said they would be. So, you know, we've had to, and it's an ongoing thing because mm-hmm. we are dealing with all the states, which, you know, again, is 51 counting Canada, or 58 if I was Obama. But anyway, that's here nor there. That was a joke. But anyway, so it is very trying at times. But, you know, the success that these groups have done, these state groups, it's all mm-hmm. worth it. It is all worth it.
And you mentioned the chain earlier, and I know, you know, just with technology, and I know some places, if phones were to go down, and of course other places would not, if we're talking about something that would be nationwide, I think, you know, that's why I really would think it'd be important for not only yourself, but the folks who are the state captains, and I'm going to give a shameless plug for the Patriot Journalist here, but for them to be involved in that, because I think, you know, with the Twitter, I mean, it just can go, you know, as Mark pointed out, to, you know, so many more folks. And if people had, you know, if one of the things to do is, you know, have some kind of a Twitter alert. I know when every time I get something from Twitter, I get a bling on my phone, and that would just be an excellent way to communicate that way, you know, my opinion. Claire,
yeah,
I will check it out.
I'll check it out and see if I can iterate it somehow within the group.
That'd be great. Mm-hmm.
You know, but as I stated, at the present time, you know, I'm carrying the load of it all on, you know, being the top person and trying to keep it all under control. And it gets overbearing sometimes for me.
Well, get yourself an assistant or something.
I definitely need one. But, you know, it has to be somebody that knows, you know, can stand up to do it all, you know, and be, mm-hmm. you know. And, you know, and there is a few. Daniel is a good example. Clara is an excellent, and Tamara. Those three right there have been part of this group since I started this group and have really worked hard with me to, you know, really get this thing off and moving. And, like I said, as soon as I got those banners on there and people started coming in, they were coming in so fast and the groups were being set up so fast, and the trolls were coming in just as fast, you know. So
oh, yeah.
I was really having a hard time getting it under control. And, I mean, but I did. I stayed right on top of it and was able to manage it, and And now it's pretty mellow. It's really doing well. So really, I don't have state captains for all the states. We had more than we do now, and some of it was people were looking for jobs, my state captains, and some of them, there was several of them that found jobs and had to,
mm-hmm.
had to, you know, bow out. And those things, you know, it's life. You know, things do happen, and,
right.
you know, people have stepped up, you know, to take a position. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, I mean, I used to, you know, do the show 5 nights a week live and then 2 nights a week, you know, archives, but the workload definitely increased, which took away that, you know, took away doing that. I'm working on trying to get some more shows on a more frequent basis right now. It's usually about on Wednesday nights as we have now, so I totally understand where you're at with that. But I do want to open up. We only got about 5 minutes left of live time. We will, it looks like, go into extended session. We'll see how far into that we go. But I do want to say to all the people who are just going to be listening to the live version, thank you very much for coming into the show. And, of course, if you do like want to listen in on the recorded session or like to chime in as well, feel free to do so at area code 347-945-7428. But before we close out the lifetime and go to extended version, I would like to open up the mic for Clara. If she'd like to chime in about anything, go ahead.
I don't really have much left to say. I think Diana and everyone's pretty much covered what
okay.
there is. You know, just if you want to join, you can always join our main group and then just follow down and get into the banners and stuff and join your state group and, you know, just be willing to get involved because we can always use you. There's every state has a minimum of 70 counties and we don't have the counties covered. Every state is lacking county reps. Some of the states are lacking administrators or state captains. We need the patriots. We need the people to step up and get into their states and start helping out so we can get united. We can't make this movement work completely without people stepping up.
Well, great. Well, also, I appreciate that, but I do see someone like to chime in. We've, you know, myself and Mark, I think this name will be familiar to you as well, and he has his own show as well as page here on Facebook called Coalition of Freedom. I know that's one of the things I'd like to do as well is hook him up with you, Diana, about talking about gun laws and things of that nature. And so I'm going to open up the mic. I believe this is Chris.
What is going on?
Well, welcome to the show. Hey, Mark, here's Chris. I know he's come on to your show on a number of
Mark.
Occasions as well. So this is kind of a little bit of a reunion here. It's great to see both you guys and all three of us on the same show here. Brings back some good memories.
How you doing, Mark? Oh, man, one of my Patriot Journalist contributors. You hadn't got your paycheck lately. I guess that's why I hadn't seen you.
No.
I've been busy. Yeah, it's good to hear you. And
good to hear from you.
Yeah, no kidding. I have a question. I've been listening, and chatting with Ann Deli on the side. What's the end game? What's the goal? I'm hearing a start plan. But I'm still trying to get a wrap around, you know, what is the mission? I mean,
the goal
actually
is to be prepared. You know, be prepared if something should happen. Worst case scenario, I keep using that. But, you know, anything could happen. We could have disasters with weather. And and with that being said, Sandy was a prime example. Katrina was a prime example. But Sandy was one that just happened not too long ago, and it hit me here in West Virginia. And the people here in West Virginia didn't even have power for over 3 weeks. So
right.
like I had stated to them, you know, a lot of people here live in double wides and that sort of thing. And in my home alone, I'm all electric here. I don't even have gas. So, and I have a well, and it's all running on electric. So when your power mm-hmm. goes out, you have nothing. So, you know, the basics of this whole thing is tragedy such as that. You see what happened in New York when people had nothing but each other. And at times like that, yes, people do bond. But don't you think and feel that you would be a little more comfortable if you already had a plan if something like that happened? And
sure.
that is really how I feel about this. With everything that's going on with our country, as I stated in the beginning of the show here, that people are on different levels as far as knowledge as to what's going on. You've got, you know, some that are just waking up. You've got some that will never wake up. You've got some
mm-hmm.
that, you know, are wide awake, and you've got some that are way overboard, that are so out in the deep end that, you know, zombies are going to be walking through, you know, Facebook here anytime. But you know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
yeah,
it's crazy. We're living in that kind of world right now. But
and we've always lived in that kind of world. Well,
yeah, but it's really being exposed right now. So, but,
okay,
you know,
I
guess what I
go,
what I'm – sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, Chris.
Well,
I
get what you're saying at this point
mm-hmm.
because it's kind of recapping what you guys had talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Through the show. When I first came on, I was totally confused because I was like, is this a political movement? And then I realized that I'm like, oh, they're talking about, you know, being prepared. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I grew up in Oregon, Washington, Alaska. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've done wilderness treks. I've spent months in the wilderness. I could walk out in the woods with a knife and survive. And
mm-hmm.
so I get it. And one of the things that I think it's really important, and I tell people across the country, because it's just like you said, you can't be everywhere at once. One thing that people don't understand, if society breaks down, Katrina is actually the best example to study, because you not only had, you know, your power went out, you had a storm, your power went out, people freaked out, and the government turned on the people and took their
mm-hmm.
guns. So
mm-hmm.
you really have one of the best case studies to what you would say, how to be prepared. Because, and I tell this to people all the time, I'll get into conversations with people and it'll go into this prepper discussion, and I explain to people all the time, people are crazy in a panic.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing you have to be able to do is protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen these prepper shows on TV and I'm laughing on the floor, because some guy will be in the middle of a neighborhood and he has his house is a total self-contained unit. A guy turned his pool into a greenhouse and all this stuff. And I thought, he's the first guy the crowds are going to hit when they're starving, because
mm-hmm.
he's in the middle of a neighborhood. He has not learned the first thing you have to be able to do. I tried to get Randy to call in, my Marine buddy, but you have to be able to protect yourself. And I was the one that was in chat that was saying you need bows and arrows, you need crossbows, you need snares, because if you're hiding in the woods and there's bands of roving people, you know, bad people, you don't want to be firing your gun at a deer and telling everybody where you're at. So,
but you've made a valid point there by saying exactly what you said, by saying, you know, you have to be prepared. So
yes.
Nobody is going to survive a worst-case scenario, quote-unquote, alone. So the purpose mainly is to meet like-minded
mm-hmm.
people in your area. Form a trusted group in your area and
that's right.
start pulling together and start getting the things that when something hits the fan, and again, in a worst-case scenario or just weather-wise, that when you pull together, you know who's on your side. You already know. You're not
sure.
waiting at the time of a disaster to say, oh, my God, who can I trust? And, you know, you already
right.
have
right.
that establishment built. And,
well, you
and
know,
basically that's what it's about.
Not that many years ago.
Chris.
Sorry, go ahead, Mark.
Excuse me?
Chris,
Mark,
yes,
go ahead.
Can I interject? Yeah,
go ahead.
I horse there. Remember where you're at, Chris. I don't want to lose that thought. We all know who the largest disaster relief agency is in the world, right? You know who that is?
Yes.
Who is it?
FEMA?
No.
Okay.
The American Red Cross?
Red Cross.
Who is the second largest disaster relief agency in the world?
Red Cross is bigger than FEMA?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess I learned something today.
Who's the second?
I don't know. You got me stumped now.
I'm very
Southern
stumped.
Baptist Peace Convention. The Southern Baptist Convention.
Really?
Okay. Yes. Do you know that 90-plus percent of the hot meals the Red Cross has ever delivered were prepared by Southern Baptists?
Wow,
I did not know that. I served for 15 years as the disaster relief coordinator for the Florida Baptist Association. There is not a hurricane that I wasn't, not only was I there, I was the first one there. And we had satellite communications rigs and shortwave radio rigs, and we cooperated with the... What I'm trying to steer you toward is there's already organized groups out there called churches that you can plug into, and they have facilities. And yes, I was there. Well, I've been there for all of them since Andrew, but I have seen this total breakdown and some of the things that Chris is bringing up, and I'll turn it back over to him shortly. Personal protection is part of that. The Red Cross prohibits its volunteers from having weapons.
Mm-hmm.
But we, the Southern Baptist, even though we cooperate with and we work together with the Red Cross, they have no authority over us. So, yes, I always had my weapon.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But I
want to
iterate one thing with what you're saying. You got to keep in mind something when you're saying that. I live in a very rural area. I'm 25 miles from the grocery store. There is nothing in my area at all. So,
well,
you know, you
when... In the event of a disaster, okay, the primary thing that we do is deliver food, and we start out with MREs
mm-hmm.
because there's no water and there's no heat, there's no, you know, nothing. But, for example, here in Florida, we can serve 26,500 meals a day. We have semi-trucks, and these are totally self-sufficient. They need no external... The only resource we need is water, okay?
Right.
And so we stage outside of the affected area. The Red Cross brings their, it looks like an ambulance. It's called an ERV, an emergency response vehicle. And we cook all these meals and package them, and then the Red Cross delivers them to those remote areas. Right after 9/11, they needed to clean that place up, and they worked 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and no, there was nowhere to eat. We served 2.25 million meals to the workers who cleaned up after 9/11. There is no other agency on earth, including FEMA and the Red Cross, that could have done that, okay? So what I'm saying is there's already some infrastructure out there. The concept is correct, I'm going to turn it back to Chris. What do you've used the phrase worst-case scenario. What do you consider to be the worst-case scenario?
Well, I would say the worst is a civil war. And that's here nor there. As far as I'm concerned, again, everyone is on a different level. Some believe that we are, you know, heading towards that. I am a God-fearing woman. I believe, you know, and I don't want to step on anybody's toes on any, you know, what anybody believes, but I believe the Bible is being fulfilled. And, you know, it is our duty as a Christian, I mean, to stand up and you know, to do what we have to do and prepare ourselves. And, you know, I believe God will take care of his children. But, you know, there's again, a lot of people are feeling very insecure. I have, as I had stated in the beginning of the show, I have another Patriot group where people have come to me, and that's what prompted me into starting this group by saying, I know nobody in my area. You know, I don't know who to get involved with. And this is why this group was started, just for people to meet, if it's nothing else, just to have, you know, people that they can unite with in their area. Because there's going to be a lot that will unite that has no, you know, not a very good income to invest in anything, and they will have to depend on the things that are available should something happen. But, you know, there is a lot of preppers out there that are preparing and are well prepared should something happen to take care of their family and not have to depend on the system. So,
And real quick, before we turn it back over to Chris, and then we'll bring it back over to your folks, I do see some folks in there on the switchboard. If you'd like to chime in, just push 1 on your number dial, and I will recognize you'd like to come in and bring you in when we can. So go ahead, Chris, and then we'll move on from there. Go ahead.
No, that was excellent, Mark, because that was a direction that I was going to bring up was, you know, what are your local community resources? I've always told people that, you know, especially, you know, I've talked to widowed women on the other side of the country that are on my Facebook group. I tell them, I go, you need to find yourself, you know, get tied into your community, find people, you know, that are into this kind of stuff. Make friends with ex-military people because they understand combat and they understand, you know, if they have some basic survival skills. You know, one of the things we don't do in this country, and it's interesting because you just brought it up, was people don't even know their neighbors anymore. You guys were talking about that earlier.
You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I grew up on, you know, in the Northwest in Alaska, and so I grew up around self-sufficient people, you know, farmers, ranchers. I spent half my life in Alaska. I've done wilderness, you know, stuff my whole life. You know, I my whole childhood I spent in the mountains and, you know, would take off for a month at a time in the Cascades, you know, when I was a kid. And so for me, this stuff, it's just what we did. You know, I don't think anything about it. And also with this, you know, we talk about the Second Amendment issue that's going on right now across this country, and it is amazing to me how many people do not even exercise their Second Amendment. And I've told people over and over and over again, you know, you're a patriot, you're a conservative, you believe in these things, you need to exercise your rights, not just believe in them and get mad when the left is trying to seize
you're
them.
You're absolutely correct.
Live your rights. You know,
that's right.
Being, you know, and I've said this over and over again on my radio shows because I've done about 13 shows on the gun grabber issue, is that you are the first responder. You know, the American Heart Association, number one killer in this country is cardiac arrest, and that's ventricular fibrillation, not just heart attacks. And so they put a program out there, you know, to get people basic CPR and AED training, because now we have AEDs everywhere. Well, why did they do that? Because you can't wait for first responders to show up and save your butt all the time.
Exactly.
Americans have become dependent. And if you look at the difference, and you know this, Mark, because you've been around this emergency stuff, and I know it because I've been in search and rescue and everything else, but the level of people standing around waiting for the government to show up with their FEMA or the Red Cross to show up because they don't even know how to survive when the power goes out is amazing to me. But that is the society we live in today. And it's almost shocking because I'm not that old and I remember a different society.
You're absolutely correct.
Turn off the power in a theater where there's no external light and watch people freak out. They can't get to a stoplight when the power goes off. They don't know who's supposed to go first. You know what I mean?
Chris, is that we live in a society where things are dependable. The electricity is usually on. The internet usually does work. Our cars, you know, there is gas. There's grocery stores. The most heartbreaking thing I had to deal with in disaster relief is people who needed insulin. You have to keep that stuff refrigerated.
Yep.
Well, you know, I was talking about our electric going off during...
Hold on, Dan. I'm sorry, Mark. I just want Mark to be able to finish, then go ahead.
I was done. I just wanted to amplify.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that.
I just wanted to add the irony is because we have a society and a country that things are dependable. Now, I've gone overseas, and the electricity goes off daily. When the water comes on, you take a shower, whether you really need one right then or not.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
We take it for granted, is what I'm saying.
We sure do.
Well organized, and you know, we become a victim of the dependable nature of the infrastructure. And then when it's gone, we have no plan, none.
Yep.
Well, that's kind of why
I was
stating about when you was talking about Red Cross and that sort of thing. when our electric went off, this is a prime example, excuse me, when our electric went off, you know, for 3 weeks, that included the gas stations, and me being 25 miles from a grocery store, I can go the opposite way, and 7 miles is a little convenient store, you know, gas station type of thing. And it was cold. It was snowing. We had got hit pretty hard with snow. And I was prepared as far as food and stuff goes, but I was able to see where I wasn't prepared. And one of that was in some form of heat, being my electric went out and I had no heat. That's my only source of heat. But so I went out in my car, started my car, and I said, you know what, I'm just going to go take a ride and see what's really going on out there. So I took a ride, and I went to the local gas station there, and all of the pumps were down. And people, I'm at the interstate is close to my house, and people were broke down all alongside the, you know, the road on the interstate. And when I got to the gas station, one of the gas stations had a generator that was, they were having some problems with it going on and off. The people were absolutely panicking, and this was the first day of the electric being off. And I just pulled up, and I just walked right in and went in and got me a cup of coffee because I, with doing this group, I started preparing for myself. And as you spoke of, I think it was Chris maybe or Mark, one of you spoke about widows. Well, I happen to be a widow. My husband was killed 4 years ago in a head-on collision. And I'm by myself. So with that being said, you know, I'm prepared as much as I can be right now. You know, I mean, each month I prepare a little bit more. I'm protected. And food-wise, you know, I'm collecting my water and food. And right now I'm prepared for about a month that I can survive.
Cool.
And you know, which is, you know, that is basically my thing is don't wait and be dependent on somebody else. You know what I mean? Because if people don't start waking up and trying to prepare, I'm not saying you have to go and do all the solar stuff and all that. That's not where I'm at. What
That's
I'm trying
where I'm
to
at.
Say
well,
is
let's touch on that. I like that.
Hey,
idea
I'd love to if I had
all
the money to be
stuff.
There.
You're talking to an you know, environmentalist here. I love solar.
Hey,
stuff.
I'd love it.
I would love everything to be on solar. But anyway, go ahead.
But, you know, I mean, basically just have some necessities at home. So, you know, when a disaster or, again, you know, something else would occur, people wouldn't have to be panicking the first minute it happened, you know, and could be a little self-sufficient. And that's where I'm thinking that within the community, people meeting their local people, getting to, you know, around my area, even though the grocery store is 25 miles away, that's the way they are in the country. You know everybody. So when I go to the store, you know, I spend more time talking to people that, you know, I don't see at home, you know, and, you know, just standing around carrying on with people that I, you know, run into in the store. So, you know, we know each other on that sort of level, but not to the point where we've come together. If anything would happen, we would know the people that we've been preparing with and, you know, that we've got this little bond with, that we've made a commitment. We're going to stick with each other and help each other through whatever storms, you know, that we're faced with. And should we run out of necessities and stuff that we've accumulated within, you know, our little group, then we would have to, unfortunately, depend on whatever was available. But by then, maybe it wouldn't be so hectic. You know what I mean? So it kind of gives people a form of security without having to run to that necessity. You know, and as I stated in the beginning of the show, I'm leaving that up to everybody in their community to do as they want. I mean, if they want to be big preppers and they got the money to do it, hey, more power to you. Go for it.
Well, and
you
speaking
know?
Of more, and speaking of more power to you, I want to go ahead and put out the plug if you got the money to go out and get some solar panels, and there you go. There's your power. You know.
That would be excellent.
Get the batteries, put the you know as a battery.
I wish
plan.
I did.
How many MREs do you stock?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't have any. I've been stocking up on canned goods and beans and rice and that sort of thing.
I would recommend you check into MREs. Even at retail, they're about $5, and you can live on one of those a day. They're about 4,000 calories. MRE stands for meal ready to eat. It's used by the military. Self-contained shelf life is about 10 years. It used to come with a little cigarette inside, but now they've replaced that with a stick of gum, I think. But anyway, but we've distributed hundreds of thousands of them, and they're pretty affordable, you know, and the shelf life, and there's it is ready to eat. It's, so you could live on one of those per day.
Mm-hmm.
So where would you find something like that, Mark?
There's
whole companies
military,
that do this.
Yeah, MREs are the, I mean, that's what we start with when you can't cook anything, and they're easy to distribute, and they take a beating. You don't have, there's no, it's self-contained. It's what the military uses. So go find a military surplus or just Google MRE, meal ready to eat. And
there's several companies who do this.
Sure.
Yeah, there's,
sure. I mean,
there's several companies who do this, and
mm-hmm,
you know, I know Glenn Beck has a company that he promotes all the time.
Oh yeah, see, I was going to say that if any MRE stores want to, you know, sponsor the show, just send me an email by going to
there's several companies who do it, and they are pretty reasonable.
Yeah, I've checked some of those sites out before myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've just been stocking up myself and you know, on canned goods and water and lots of rice and lots of beans. So, you know, and stuff like that, you know, things that will go a good ways and that, you know, is good for you. So
mm-hmm.
Food-wise, I'm prepared for, you know, probably over a month or so myself. But, you know, us as adults and parents, our children, you know, aren't always prepared. I've been on my children over this, you know. My daughter works for the state, and she works, you know, works many, many hours. She's a big, big shot at the state capitol. And then I've got, you know, the ones in the military, and one is out of the military. And believe it or not, the youngest one, he's more on top of what's going on than the rest of the one that's in the military. And it's not by, you know, what he's learned in there. Basically, it's by what I pump in his head, you know. And he listens to me. The other ones think I'm crazy.
The biggest problem with Americans is they don't think it can happen here.
Yeah, and you're
that's
right.
That's the problem with Americans is they
mm-hmm.
they don't understand human nature. They don't understand they just can't, you know, piece it all together. They can look at the news every day and look at the rest of the world and the atrocities, you know, in the rest of the world and go, "Oh, those poor people." And then they go back to their, you know, to their, like Mark was saying earlier, you know, their reliable life. You know, we have relied on consistency in services in this country for so long. I mean, like I said, I'm not that old, but I can remember, you know, my grandparents, my mom made all the way through high school without a toilet in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I grew up, my grandparents were Depression era adults. My parents grew up in the Depression. You know, I'm in my 50s, and I grew up in that cross-generational mix. So growing up around my grandparents, I learned from them. My granddad came from the farmer rancher background. My grandmother was, I don't know how to explain her, but she was always, you know, I mean, they canned their own food. You know,
they were
did
tough
all that
back
stuff.
Then. They
well,
didn't have the stuff that we have today.
You had to do that stuff. You
You're
know?
Absolutely
Chris,
right.
We've done it and we've point, Chris, that let me give you a little history. I didn't live through it, but I understand in World War II there was the North African campaign. I've studied this in great detail. I'm a student of World War II, and we were up against a German army that was superior in numbers and superior in equipment. But but Monty from England figured out one thing. The Germans and the Allies were basically using the bathroom wherever they wanted to. So the first thing he did is set up toilets not toilets like we think of, but he would dig a hole and put an ammunition box on top of it, cut a little circle in it, and put a piece of burlap over it. And by establishing somewhat sanitary, you know, toiletries, two out of three German soldiers had dysentery. That's
wow.
why they lost North Africa. They had superior mm-hmm. weapons, superior numbers, superior leadership. There's, the only reason they lost is they crapped their pants. They were
wow.
literally. I mean,
literally.
That's a historical. That's well documented.
Well,
and,
that's true.
So when you think about being without water and all that, dig a hole. You know, because you know what happens is the flies get in that, and then the flies wind up on the food supply, and you wind up sick.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So
right.
you've got to establish some basic sanitation, you know, for using the bathroom. And
mm-hmm.
so it's a simple thing to do. Dig a hole, put a cover on it where the flies, you know, it mitigates that because you're going to have dysentery.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have dysentery, you become weak, and it's a vicious cycle. It's not hard to mitigate these problems, but you can't – you need a little basic training. I think Chris mentioned, you know, find military people. They
mm-hmm.
have these survival skills. It isn't a matter of being polite or being dainty and fresh. And not, no, it's a matter of survival.
Absolutely.
You need to crap the hole, and you need to cover it up.
Right. You're absolutely right. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And you also, you know, your idea of building networking with people in your local community is very important because what I need, like I live in the state of Washington now and pretty mild, you know, I live on the coast side. I grew up in the mountains all my life and, like I said, I spent half my life in Alaska. And what I need to survive here is very different than what I needed when I was in Alaska or you need
exactly.
in the south or Florida or somebody in the desert. You have to learn. You know, you have to figure out your environment and learn to equip yourself for that environment. You know?
So, well, I stated that on the group, on the show early on, because I was born in West Virginia, but I went to California
mm-hmm.
when I was two, and I grew up around the coastline in San Pedro by Long Beach.
Right.
And I didn't come back to West Virginia till I was 32, and I'm now 50. So I've been here, you know, for a while, and there is a big difference. And that was the other thing that I was saying about the groups is that it's hard for me to tell people as far as prepping what, you know, to do or what is needed because it is a different type of environment. Right now I can touch the woods off my back porch where I grew up. You know, I didn't have to walk very far, and I was at the ocean. You know what I mean? It is
right.
a big difference. So, and in being city versus country, you know, there is a big difference in a lot of things. So that's why, you know, I leave it strictly up to the state captains to, you know, with the different states to prepare accordingly to their state. You know, and like I said, The deal with this whole thing is exactly what the group says. It's uniting, you know, and my hopes within the uniting process is that some people are already awake and preparing and prepping and can help others in their area,
mm-hmm.
you know. And the other thing that I failed to mention was there is people in my group, because, there is 5,800 people in the group, and there is people already established in militias in my group. So I told them, you know, get into your states, you know, your state groups. I don't want to promote any militia in particular in, you know, the group.
Right.
Get into your state group, and if there is like-minded people that feel the same way that, you know, what you guys are doing within your militia, great. Hook up with them.
Right.
Because it's still a form of uniting. It's still a form of getting you guys together. But, you know, where my heart was at was the ones that are, you know, getting into the militias are doing it on their own. I was more concerned on the ones that are Americans, that are awake, that are concerned with what's going on and concerned about, you know, what to do and how to prepare.
those were the ones I was concerned about that are being left, I felt like was being left behind. And no American that, you know, wants to fight for their country or wants to be prepared, you know, and doesn't like what's going on should be left behind. And it was more of a form of trying to help them because, again, mm-hmm. the other ones that know what to do and understand the militias are getting involved in them. And some people are, they've got the wrong concept of the militias, even though there are some radical ones out there. There mm-hmm. are some that, you know, that are excellent militia groups. And so, you know, basically it was to just wake everybody up, get everybody uniting in however form that they feel comfortable. But, you know, make sure that people are doing that. And I've seen so many try to do that and fail. And, you know, what's been going on right now, I have been pretty pleased with it. It may not work for everybody in what we're doing, but I do have some outstanding state captains. Clara is amazing. I believe she's still on the line with us. She is amazing.
She's dropped off as well. I think I don't know if the line. And unfortunately, one thing about the extended version is once a line gets dropped, whether someone loses their connection or whatever, unfortunately, they cannot call back in after the live portion is over. So,
well, she works too, so she probably had to get off to go, you know, go to bed.
Oh yeah, well, you know, I'll be up
some
early
do have
in the morning,
to work
but that's okay. It's part of the.
Some have
to
work to pay for all that freebie stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But you know that's basically what it
I
is. I mean, I really
yeah.
wasn't trying to extend this group to make you know. I mean, just to be way above anybody else, but it has taken off at a fairly, you know, fast pace, and a lot of people have dropped out. It wasn't for them, but, you know, in my eyes, let's just take Clara, one state, that she's a state captain for two states, and that's Michigan and Indiana. She's only got 56 people or so within her state group, but she's already pulled together almost 300 people outside the group just by them all coming
mm-hmm.
together and meeting. So, you know, and they are very much preppers. They are preparing, you know, in every shape and form. And they're getting ready to do their bug outs, and they've already got things planned to, you know, people are doing their bug out bags and going and doing 48, 72-hour, you know, trips with just their bag to see how they can survive out, you know. So, I mean, they've taken it a step further, and I encourage them, you know, go for it. Do what, you know, because they are preparing you. You know, I encourage them to continue with what they're doing. Now, some of the other groups are just meeting and starting to get moving. How far they'll go, I don't know. But the point is I've gotten a lot of messages thanking me that just by meeting some extremely, you know, awesome people, you know, if they never get anywhere or not, they've met people in their area. So, you know, I mean, to me, it's been an accomplishment.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's good to hear. And, of course, you always want to hear those types of things spreading. I think there's a lot of tools out there to do so. One, of course, is to spread the word on these shows. One is to speak more with Mark Prasik here, and you guys get connected and talk about some things together. And you know, I think that would be a good way of networking, Mark.
another thing that came to my mind, we've learned, not at this point, nobody can afford, you know, satellite communications. But however, mm-hmm. it's important to note that cell phones basically are not a reliable form of communications after a hurricane.
Not at all.
But there's a trick to this, okay? A text message can get through when a phone call cannot,
mm-hmm.
okay? Now, I have some experience in text message broadcasting, and, you know, you need to look at that as a resource of communication because, you know, that's the big problem. When you're isolated, there may be resources, there may be assets nearby, but you just don't know about it, and there's no
mm-hmm.
way to find out. But text messaging is actually, if there is anything, any cell signal anywhere, it's a store and forward system, so that text message will queue up until your phone becomes available, and once
mm-hmm.
it becomes available, the message comes through, and it only takes just a moment of signal to get that text. Your phone would never ring if someone tried to call you. So it's.
But you hear a lot of people talk about the tracking device on them too. So what's the, you know, I mean, is.
Well, I think if I were isolated in a disaster, tracking me wouldn't be such a bad thing. I'd kind of want somebody.
In a disaster, that would be fine. But again, if we was to go into a civil war or something like that, I'm sure people don't want them being tracked. You know what I mean?
Well, it depends on who the enemy is, you know, which side you're on, I guess. But, yeah, I bring it up because, communication, you know, that's my specialty is communications. You know, we established, you know, emergency communications because, you know, in war, the first thing you do, if you're going to take some, you know, like
disrupt
in the Gulf
communication.
War, the first thing you do is take their eyes and ears out, make them where they can't communicate, because then you have no command and control. You have no organization. You have an isolated, they're an easy target at that point.
Right.
So, communication,
I know a lot of people are talking ham radios and
well, yeah, I'm not a big ham radio fan, but we do use them. We use short, you know, well, we won't get into all the details, but the problem with this technology, you know, Twitter and Facebook and the communications revolution that has taken place has certainly empowered us to do what we're doing right now. The problem is in a real disaster, those are the first things that disappear. They're gone. You're not.
You're absolutely right.
You're not going to
yes.
go on Twitter. But the cell phone is even in a disaster, as compromised as it is, text messaging has a pretty good chance of eventually getting through if you can find any signal anywhere, somehow, some way, even for a blink of an eye.
Well, I'll tell you, when that Sandy hit and we didn't have no power here for 3 weeks, my cell phone was even out.
Well, that's one of the preparations. I mean, those things are battery operated, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And even the cheapest, sorriest generator in the world will give you enough power to keep your cell phone charged.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also, well, and also I know we talked about solar panels, and some people chuckle when you talk about that, is that, or the expense of it, but, you know, sometimes you have to put out some money, is that there are, and actually I'm looking into getting this myself, is solar panels, these little solar panel things that are actually made for charging cell phones.
And they're the case of the phone.
Well, a lot
I
of people can't
was,
charge them within their vehicle,
that with somebody.
As far as that goes.
Someone got that before you.
Somebody beat me to that. They actually make them in China, but yeah, they actually do make. And solar power is viable because you don't need a lot of current to charge a cell phone battery. But your cell phone's no good with a dead battery.
Well, mine
so
wasn't
a
dead
a
battery. It was within the tower. The towers were down, and that
well,
I had.
Well, understood. Understood.
Yeah. So.
However, you know, if those things come up for even a moment, okay.
Mm-hmm.
The text message will get through. Plus, you can get in your car and drive around until you get a signal. You know,
mm-hmm.
But the system goes through a lot of overload. I won't go into all that. But voice traffic ain't going to happen. But text
mm-hmm.
messaging finds its way through because it's a store and forward system that's what we call synchronous, whereas voice is asynchronous. Anyway, you know, so it's
well, that's
it's
good information. That's good to know.
It's something to keep in mind because it's very easy to set up a text message broadcasting system,
mm-hmm.
And it's very very affordable because, you know, as much as we love Twitter, Facebook, and whatever, the internet and all that, I promise you that's going to go down in a disaster.
You're absolutely right, and I stress that within the group that this group was designed. Because there are no posting groups, it's designed strictly to unite and get it off of Facebook and get used to the fact of, you know, preparing, you know, off of Facebook. And when I've had these attacks with people saying, you know, well, what good is this group if we can't post in here? And I said, what are you going to do when something happens? You're going to sit in the corner with a black screen and wonder why you can't communicate? You need to be communicating outside of that Facebook. You know, and so that has been the basis of our group as well, was, you know, to start uniting and getting this off of Facebook. And so, again, some of the groups are just doing an amazing job. So, you know, not all the states like I'd like to see, but that's to be expected. But the ones that are, you know, really working them are doing an amazing job. So,
Well, Chris had mentioned some basic, you know, survival skills in military and the idea of weapons that are capable of killing silently, mm-hmm. you know, because mm-hmm. you know, the report of a gun will give away your position, and that can be a bad thing. But I wanted to bring up two points of history, one just to inject some comedy. Another lesson of World War II is we lost the Battle of the Philippines for another health-related reason. Two-thirds of our troops had venereal disease. Make preparations for that.
Okay.
No, you're long time.
Is that a joke?
But if you go back even further, as it, when you hear about, we all know what the martial arts are. You know, it's basically karate, you know, and judo and all that stuff. Well, the first word of martial, the reason they developed martial arts is they had been disarmed by the government in a period of martial law.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it would be a good idea to get some martial arts training because, believe it or not, all these good people that we know, okay, turn into bad people when they starve. They will kill you to get your food.
You're absolutely
okay?
right.
And you know, we can look, we can try to be righteous if we want to, but when it gets down to life and death, you're going to choose life. You're
mm-hmm.
going to survive, and if that means stealing somebody else's food, you will.
Mm-hmm.
At some point. So it would be good to get some basic introduction to martial arts because you would have an advantage over your used-to-be good friend, networking group people that loved each other suddenly start turning on each other to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hmm.
Human
yeah,
nature.
I mean, it all. I mean, there's a lot. It all makes perfect sense, you know.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Chris. I didn't want to.
Just going to say that, and I've had this conversation every time we get into one of these conversations, I'm always saying the first thing in my mind is how do I protect myself? Because if you can't make it, you know, the next day, it don't matter how much food you got, you have to be able to understand how to protect yourself. And
right.
and that is so important because, you know, people – when they go into a panic, and what Mark says, when people are panicked, when they're hungry, and also there's just bad people out there. We got a lot of bad people in our country now. We just have people who are not, who don't live their life thinking about how they can serve their fellow human being. There's some very selfish people out there, and those types of people will cross that line very quickly. We're right on the edge of that. We live in fear in our communities. So
let me throw in another one that, you know, may sound far-fetched to some people, but it's not, and it's reality. You know, we have a very bad drug population as well, and when them drugs aren't available, excuse me, we're also going to be dealing with that, and that's not going to be a pretty sight. You know, when people are coming down off these drugs and can't get their drugs, I mean, these people
are
going to be...
You talking about the illegal drugs or all the legal drug addicts you have?
Both. Some of the legal ones are pretty bad, too.
You dang right they are.
So, you know, with that being said, you know, that in itself can be scary. I mean, you just see that on a daily basis, that what extreme people will go to get their drugs. So imagine, you know, when all of that is gone, you know?
Yeah, the will, I'll tell you what, I've seen a lot of life, and one of the most important things is willpower. Do I have the will to survive? Do I have the will to do what I have to do when stuff gets ugly? You know, if somebody attacks, it's just this whole concept when I say, I tell people, I go, you have to exercise your rights, exercise your self-amendment rights. I talk to, you know, I'm always getting on Deli about this. You know, get out there, get a gun, get training, you know, get used to the sound of a gun. You know, I'm always telling people this stuff because when it goes bad, you don't have time to plan for this stuff anymore. You know, I try not to be facetious because I just grew up in this world. This is just second nature to me. But it's amazing to me how few people are prepared for, forget being prepared for like a world disaster or a civil war or whatever. I'm just talking about the power going out or an emergency in your own home.
You're absolutely right.
You know, or a fire or a hurricane or, you know, I mean, it's just amazing how few people have what I would consider basic skills that a citizen should have. You know, mm-hmm. So it's real hard for me, like I say, it's hard for me not to be, to talk, I don't want to talk down to people, you know, from that perspective, but it is amazing. You know, when I moved out of, I went to Alaska when I was 19 years old, came out when I was 40. I've been in the lower 48 now for quite a few years, you know, back in the civilized world again, and I'm just looking around me going, man, people really got weak while I was gone, you know, from the time I moved to Alaska and got back, because up there, you know, the weather, the conditions, bears, bear, you know, down here you got to worry about gangs. Up there you had to worry about bears in your yard. You know, mm-hmm. it's just.
Well, they'll both kill you just as easy, let me tell you.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is that you just, everybody was prepared. You know, when you live in Alaska, you're prepared, because if you're not, you don't have time, you know, in a heavy snowstorm or bad weather or a major storm. I mean, they have a windstorm down here. The wind hits 60, 65 miles an hour, and everybody's freaking out. And I'm thinking, hell, that's just a normal day up there, you know.
Well, and speaking of,
you know, it's all perspective.
And speaking of doing what you have to do, I see I only have about less than 14 minutes left here in the recorded session. So, not cool. I wish I had a fourth hour now. But
no,
be that as it may, unfortunately I do not. But I do want to spend the next, I would say, 10 minutes to close some things out. And the way I'd like to do that is give everyone, with first of Diane, to give some closing some thoughts, and also any closing promotions. And then I'm moving on to you, Chris, because I know you've got the show on the website. On that website, but Facebook page as well, and then we'll.
You already promoted me, so I'm good. I'm going to let you guys go. I got to run.
It's been
awesome talking to you guys.
You too, Chris. Well,
same to you,
take
Chris.
Care.
All right. See you, Mark. All right, buddy.
All right, and one of the things, Dan, I was going to talk about is you want to, you know, hook up with him and talk about the gun control, things of that nature. I don't know if he's going to be doing any more shows on it, but he may, and that might be something that you want to look at for being on his show for that. So go ahead, Dan, then we'll leave it to you, and then we'll go to Mark, and then I'll close it out. Go ahead.
Well, basically, I think I've touched on just about everything there was to touch on and what I did and my state captains did. So, you know, you've provided the link to the group if anybody, is interested in joining the group and or stepping up to be a state captain or stepping up to be a county rep. And, you know, it's really not a hard thing to do. The state captain, again, is trying to just organize the group and getting people that, you know, because there's always people coming. Every day I have people wanting into the group. So, you know, it's just familiarizing the new ones that come into your state group as to what you're doing and trying to get your reps. And as the rep steps up for the county and people start getting behind them, you know, they start taking their activity off of the, you know, Facebook altogether. And so that's basically all there is to it. You know, anybody's interested in, you know, as you meet again with your people in your area, you've got things to, you know, to add to, you know, to benefit your area, the people in your little group. Or if you're in, you know, a form again of militia, and, you know, there's people within the state group that, you know, you think would be interested, feel free to, you know, hook them up, because that's exactly what it is. It's still uniting as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, that's basically what the group is. I don't want to see anybody left behind. And unfortunately, I'm sure in a worst-case scenario, there's going to be many left behind. But, you know, if I can help in any way with what we're doing, and I've already seen the success that it has made, and I'm not one to put out everything that they're doing. So when you talk about survival, you talk about protection, weapons, and stuff like that, I can just assure you that some of my groups are very prepared. And I'll just leave it at that, because that was one of my forms of taking it off of Facebook, was not putting it all out there for Big Brother to see, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there is extended things to the group, again, that I haven't, you know, discussed on the forum. So that people are, you know, preparing themselves and going out and doing their thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well,
so that's
much.
Basic.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
So that's the basics. That's the basics, and I welcome anybody that, you know, wants to join the group to come on over.
Okay, great. And, of course, folks can go to www.bardslogicpoliticaltalk.com to get the link to the Facebook page, as well as going there to the Patriot Journalist and looking at the Hegel Crusade that they have going currently over there. And speaking of that, Mark, if you want to touch base a little bit on that and give a little bit more plug for the show and the page, that would be great.
Yeah.
And, of course, just to reiterate for the folks out there.
Yeah, just briefly, I just wanted to introduce everybody to Twitter, because Twitter is usually something not it's passed over or thought of as an afterthought. Twitter is probably 100 times more effective in getting a message out and being effective than Facebook ever hopes to be. And I would, if you don't know anything about Twitter, don't feel bad. We have every weeknight at 9:30, we have people that are experienced on Twitter that started with nothing, and we would be more than happy to help you and coach you and help you avoid the mistakes that we've made and that we've seen others made. And if you go to the PatriotJournalist.com website, it's very concise. You'll see what our mission is, and you'll see the discipline in the group and the numbers that we're reaching. And it takes a large number of people to get the attention of national leadership. So we need your help in that regard. And we would just welcome you. And we would feel free to use our video and text chat room for your own purposes. And that way you can network even when we're not online doing our show. So it's there for you. There's a lot of resources there. I'll just let you just go to the website. Spend some time there. Follow the links. See what we're up to. It's not for everybody, but we have a very focused mission. We are working with elected officials who are in a position to actually implement policy change. And for some people, they want to throw everybody out. Well, I understand that. I do too. But we'll do that in 2014 and 2016. Until then, we need to make some changes, and we need to get numeric superiority over the opposition. They've out-organized us. They do not outnumber us. We need to stick together, and that's what Patriot Journalist does. We're not just a group of people using a page. It's literally technology that gives us control over those accounts, and we work together as a team and on a very focused mission. So I'd like you to look at that, and if you're so inclined and of like mind, we'd love to have you, and we'd love to help you out getting on Twitter and experiencing Twitter and understanding the enormous leverage that's available on Twitter.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Mark. It was a great pleasure to have you coming in tonight. Glad we got the opportunity to hear you talk. It was great having you and Chris on at the same time. As I mentioned earlier, it definitely brought back some memories back when we first started these things. And I remember staying up till 5:30 in the morning, you know, talking about, you know.
You're not trying to break that record by any chance, are you?
No, not tonight. I have to get unfortunately, life demands that I get up earlier now than I did back then. But I really enjoyed those times. It would anger my wife sometimes. Not anger her, really. She'd just give me a look. but it was great. Now, hopefully we can talk soon. But I do unfortunately have to close things out. So I'd like to thank you once again, Mark, for coming on, and you too, Diana. And also,
thank
I know they're
you.
Not here. You're welcome. I know they're not here, but I'd also like to, of course, thank Chris for coming on, and Daniel, Clara, and Wanda. Well, she was going to come on, but Lori and Tamara for coming on to the show. And, of course, to the audience for their listenership and for those who participated in the chat, both on Facebook and on Blog Talk Radio's chat, and those listening to the archives. And I will end every night as I do, or tonight as I do every night, and that is by a song by Aubrey Ashburn. And you can hear more of her music at AubreyAshburn.com. It's AUBREY, Ashburn. And just stick around, Mark and Diana, to let's do it. And I see some other folks in the switchboard, so listen to it as well. And thank you again. Good night. Take care. And hope to see you soon. Goodbye.
Thank you all. God bless.
Good night. God bless.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.